out. They want to put pressure on the Yankee defense. They want to be aggressive on the bases. You know, Jorge Posada and the rest of the Yankee catchers only threw out something like four.
High school football is on the air on ESPN 1550 KICS. This is the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Transportation Equipment, 100 North Laird in Hastings. Now, let's talk to the coach on the Locker Room Show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. The Adams Central Patriots hosting the McCook Bison tonight in district football. Bill Carlin with us, the head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Coach, your ball club coming off a very good performance, winning over at Holdridge last week, and I know you've been quoted as saying maybe the best effort of the year by your kids. It was just a great performance by your guys.
Yeah, our kids really came out and played well. We were real proud of their effort, and we thought they executed really well. Our game plan was kind of to take their running game away and force them to throw a little bit and then get some pressure on them, and I thought our kids did a great job on the defensive side. And then offensively, we wanted to kind of keep the ball out of their hands, and we actually had about 25 more snaps than they did, and so that was a great way of keeping their offense on the sideline.
Obviously, your execution was really good both sides of the ball last week, the tackling and the play on the defense, and then the execution up front and the play in the backfield. So you did very few things wrong.
No, we really did a nice job, and I thought our kids, like I said, are coming together. They're playing a little bit better each week and improving, and now we just have to see if we're consistent enough to put a couple weeks together and see how we stack up.
Yeah, the ball club winning over at Holdridge, Coach, a ball game that you knew going in was going to be tough, but you got off to a good start in that football game and controlled that football game, and that's certainly good to see. Holdridge wasn't knocking at the door at the end of anything. You got pulled away and controlled this football game.
Yeah, we really did, and we were worried. I never relaxed till about the last drive when we had the ball and 6 or 7 minutes to go, and we started burning some clock and running it down, and we ended up running the game out, actually, on that last drive. So, you know, they're a team that scored 15 points on Beatrice in 6 minutes, and so we knew that the possibility was there for a comeback, and we just didn't want to give them any chance. And so our offense did a great job of just grinding out some first downs, burning up the clock, and we actually knelt down inside the 10-yard line when the game completed.
And you won your third in a row, now 5-2 on the year, Coach. So you continued to build on the momentum heading into district play with that district game last week and into the rest of the season. But the momentum is still on your side.
Yeah, our kids are really excited. I think they enjoy what they're facing. They know they have a challenging schedule this year. They've met it head on. And tonight against McCook's going to be another great challenge for us. And I think our kids are up for it. They want to see how they stack up against some of these top programs.
The Patriots and McCook are going to kick off in just a few minutes. We're going to be back and talk about the Patriots and the Bison in specifics after this timeout on tonight's pregame show.
For sales, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams.
Welcome back to tonight's pregame show. Before Adams Central and McCook, high school football, district football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. And Bill Carlin with us, the head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. The McCook Bison, Coach, have won some state titles. They've had some great teams. They have another real good ball club. What about the Bison? Looks like this is a big, big challenge for the Patriots tonight.
Well, it will be. They start with everything up front, and they're big up front. They have all their players platooned, so they have everybody play one way. They do a great job up there up front. They have an offensive line that averages about 260 and a defensive line that averages about 270, and nobody plays both ways. So they got a lot of big kids, strong kids. They get a chance to rest them when the other side of the ball's out there. And so they keep them fresh. And that's probably a big concern of mine is how we stack up with depth. You know, as the game goes on, how much will we wear down? And they keep bringing in fresh bodies. How are we going to hold up?
Do they kind of look up front and the way they stack up there like Creed? You know, Creed was big and liked to move the ball on the ground. Is this a similar type ball club?
Similar in their size, but they attack you a little differently. Crete was more of a power running game, and McCook's more of a veer option team. And their quarterback does a great job of reading the veer, and their backs run really hard, and they find some creases, and they take advantage of your weaknesses. So we'll have to be a lot of responsibilities, taking care of the right person. You take care of your guy and not try to do too much. And so we'll have to have a lot of responsibilities, make sure we take our right keys.
The ball club of McCook has about, four times as many rushing yards as passing, but you can't rest on the fact they're going to run the football and use that veer, because they will throw it if they have to. They're just they're pretty versatile offensively, aren't they?
They really are. They've run the ball more often, obviously. They're very successful there. But, they've thrown the ball 80 times this year over their seven games, I guess we're up to now. So, they average about 10 or 11 passes a game. And if you get bunching up on the line, they're going to throw it a little bit more and make you back off. And so they got some very capable people, and they throw the ball with very good efficiency. So that's the thing. I think you can't just throw because you want to throw. You got to be efficient, or else that doesn't help you at all. So they're a team that's got good balance. They're very, very well coached. Coach Gross has done a great job out there. As you said, they're one of the teams in the state that has won some titles the last few years. And, I think if you had to pick the top four Class B teams, program-wise, I think you'd have to say McCook's one of those teams, and throw in maybe Aurora, Crete, and Elkhorn as the teams the last few years that have been at the top.
Defensively, you mentioned they don't play anybody. They don't have to play anybody both ways here, so they're pretty big there. I believe they gave Lexington right around 100 total yards last week in their victory there. So defensively, they're very strong also.
Yeah, they really are. We've seen them on film. We played Aurora the week after they did, so we've seen them early in the year. And now getting some video in here late, they've really improved on the defensive side of the ball. They look a lot more confident. The last few teams they have played, though, have not been the caliber I think our team is. We've got 5 wins, and I think the last 4 teams they've played got about 5 wins combined. So I think our team's excited to play. I know they will be excited to play us also. And so it'll be a great atmosphere and a great competition.
What'll be the keys for the Patriots to come out on top tonight, Coach?
Well, we can't turn the ball over, and whenever we get a short field, we have to capitalize. Kicking game-wise, we really have to work there. They have some great kicking game people, and so we have to really work to match that part of their game, I think. We can't give up on the kicking game side. And then defensively, we got to slow down their veer. If we can slow down their veer, we got a shot. But if they get that running and going and going and going, it could be a long night for us. So those are some of the big things I think we have to step up and do.
Fun night, Coach, we hope for all concerned. Big district game here, and the fact that it's the next to last regular season game. And I guess the most important thing is it's the next game and it's tonight. So, and your kids, I'm sure you haven't had any problem at all getting them focused and keep that focus this week.
No, our kids have had a real good practice week, and we're excited to be here. We've played against 2 of the top teams in the state. Now, this is our 3rd team on our schedule out of the top 4 ranked teams. So nobody can say we've dodged anybody this year. We've played the best that they had available. And so we're anxious to see how we stack up. We think we're better than we were early in the year when we played the top 2 teams, and we'll just see how we do.
Coach, good luck tonight. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk after it's all over. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Blaine.
That's Bill Cardin, the head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots. Stay tuned. District football, Adams Central and McCook is coming right up.
The Locker Room Show has been brought to you by Transportation Equipment of Hastings. Stay tuned. The play-by-play is up next on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
High school football play-by-play is brought to you by the ESPN 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, let's go to the field for tonight's game.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Patriots Field in Hastings for high school football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The Adams Central Patriots in their final home game of the regular season. It's homecoming also, hosting the McCook Bison in a district football game in Class B here tonight. The Patriots and the Bison, this should be a good one. These two teams having excellent football seasons. Again, it's a district football game. It's things involved also with the playoff points, a chance to increase your standing for the playoffs. Both these teams feel they have a great shot to be in the playoffs. And, of course, this is game number two of a three-game district schedule for both these teams. They're both 1-0 in the district with the regular season ending next Friday. So it's the Patriots and the Bison. High school football here tonight and on a beautiful Friday night in Hastings here at Adams Central Patriots Field. The Adams Central Patriots coming off last week's win at Holridge, a 28-0 blanking of the Dusters, and also wins this year for the Patriots over Sydney to start the season, then Hastings High. Then they lost two in a row to number one Aurora, number two Crete, and have won three in a row since then, beating Gehring here 3 weeks ago, 34-10, winning at York 45-6, and last week at Holdridge, 28-0, and the Patriots will conclude the season at Lexington next Friday. So Adams Central comes in with five wins and two losses on the football season, 1-0 in district play. Well, Jeff Gross and the McCook Bison have another outstanding football team. They are 6-1 on the year. They're riding a five-game winning streak this season. They started the season beating Scottsbluff 14-7, lost the number one-ranked Aurora 43-28, but since then they've reeled off five in a row. They won at home against Alliance, at home against Gehring. They won at Grand Island Northwest 29-0. They won at Sydney 61-0, and they hosted and beat Lexington last week 41-0. So the Bison have not only won five in a row, they have shut out their last three opponents. They are 6-1 on the year. They will end the season hosting Holdridge in the final district game of the season next Friday night. And the Bison come in averaging 36.5 points per game. They've given up only 84 in their seven games, only giving up 12 points per contest this season and scoring three times that many at 36 points per game. Adams Central coming in averaging 30 points per game, giving up 14 per contest. The Patriots on per game average 358 yards per game, 185 rushing, 173 throwing. The team defense for the Patriots, they're giving up only 109 on the ground per game, only 103 through the air, 212 yards per contest, and the Patriots outscoring their opponents by 16 points per contest. The McCook Bison coming into this football game, as we mentioned, they have thrown three consecutive shutouts on the football season. They come in averaging 359 yards per game. They rush for 281 per contest, throw for 78. Yes, the Bison like to run the football. They've rushed for about four times as many yards as they've thrown for this year. And they come in averaging 359 per contest on the football season. So the Bison like to run it. They use that veer, as Coach Carlin was talking about, and they have done a great job with it. And they like to keep it on the ground with that veer, but they will throw the football. Their quarterback, Matt Chitwood, has also thrown this season for 548 yards. He's thrown for all the yardage for the Bison this season. They're led on the ground by Brandon Yost running the football, 740 yards this season. Justin Terry, the fullback, 470 yards, and quarterback Chitwood has rushed for 258 yards on this football season. And again, the defense, you throw three straight shutouts, that kind of speaks for itself. They have allowed only 84 points in 12 per contest and have given up none in the last three games of the season. So we've got a dandy on hand, we hope, here tonight, a district football game and a game that has a lot of implications toward postseason play as far as playoff standings and pairings are concerned and playoff points and all that involved. It's homecoming. It's a beautiful night, a fun night, we hope, here at Patriot Field. And Adams Central and McCook about ready to do battle here this evening as the Patriots and the Bison get ready to play some football tonight. One of the three city football games on the docket for tonight. The Hastings High Tigers are playing a district contest at number one ranked Aurora tonight, and St. Cecilia is on the road at Superior in a Class C2 district football game tonight. We'll have updates on those games and other area scores as we move through this contest here this evening on a cloudless
evening. A little south breeze blowing across the field here at Patriot Field. And it's the two teams ranked in the top 10 of Class B. McCook, around that number 5 or 6 spot, depending on which poll you want to look at. Adams Central down at number 9 or so in the ranking. So two teams in the top 10, Adams Central and McCook. High school football here tonight at Patriot Field. Again, the Bison come in at 6-1. The Patriots are 5-2. Adams Central's won 3 in a row. McCook has won 5 in a row. And this should be, as we say, a dandy here tonight at Patriot Field in Hastings. We'll take a timeout or take our break before the contest kicks off tonight. Adams Central and McCook here at Patriot Field. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the opening kickoff in the first quarter. After this, 1 minute timeout.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
And the playing of our national anthem before Adams Central and McCook. High school football here tonight at Patriots Field in Hastings. Class B district competition. The Bison at 6-1, the Patriots at 5-2 on this football season. And we're about ready to kick things off. Adams Central won the toss. They deferred until the second half. McCook wants the football, and they will get it first. And they'll go from west to east here at Patriot Field. Adams Central kicking off to our right here. For the McCook Bison, they will be starting at quarterback. The 170-pound junior Matt Chitwood has thrown for all 548 yards of the McCook passing this season. He is a junior. The fullback is Justin Terry, a 200-pound junior. The tailback is Brandon Yost, a 160-pound senior. Brandon, a transfer in from Valentine. He's a senior. He is their tailback. The wide receivers are Kyle Craw, 175-pound senior. Wyatt Kane is a 180-pound senior, and Cody Girdle, a 160-pound senior, those wide receivers. And we expect to see Jake Schlager and Brad Bombaugh back to receive this opening kickoff from Adams Central here tonight. The Patriots will be on defense first here tonight at Patriot Field. And so we're about ready to kick things off here at Adams Central Field with the Patriots and the Bison. High school football here this evening. Adams Central will be kicking off from right to left in their home blue with the gray pants, white numerals, and the blue Patriot football helmets. And kicking off for Adams Central is going to be Kyle Goldenstein. He will kick off from his 40 from right to left on your radio dial. And here we go at Patriot Field in Hastings. Goldenstein will get into the football, and McCook will get it first. The kick by Goldenstein will go back to about the 5-yard line, picked up there by Schlager. Schlager picks it up at the goal line to the 5, 10, 15, 20. Is hit down and knocked down about the 20-yard line, and the Bison will start right there. First down and 10 yards to go into their own territory. They'll spot the football at the 21-yard line. And they will come out with Matt Chitwood at quarterback, Justin Terry, is the junior fullback, Brandon Yost, the senior tailback. As the Bison, is, again, like to keep that football on the ground, they like to run it. They send a wide receiver to the right to start this thing off, and one in the slot right. Chitwood, the quarterback. Patriots on defense, first play, offensive play. Chitwood will turn, hand the football off. Running the football for 4 or 5 is going to be Brandon Yost. Yost on the run there. Moves the football out to the 25, a pickup of 4 on the play. 4-yard pickup there by Brandon Yost on the first play. Second down and 6 yards to go for the Bison at the 25-yard line. Out they come in the eye this time. Handoff will go to Yost once again. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go there. The Patriot defense on hand there to stop Brandon Yost for McCook. He's pushed down at the line of scrimmage. No gain there. It's going to be 3rd down and 6 at the 25-yard line for the Bison. So no gain there for Yost. 3rd and 6 at the 25. Two wide receivers to the right. The quarterback, Chitwood, leads him out for the Bison. He'll be in the shotgun this time. One back there with Chitwood, the quarterback. 3 wide receivers to the right. Chitwood gets the football, wants to throw on 3rd and 6, goes to his right, avoids one tackler, still with it. Now throws it on the near sideline. In the sideline, it's going to be incomplete. That one would have been caught out of bounds. It was intended on the near sideline for Ryan Powell, but incomplete, and it's going to be 4th down and 6 yards to go. So the first throw is incomplete by the quarterback, Matt Chitwood, and the Bison will have to punt the football. And their punter is Austin Bishop. 40-yard average on the season for Austin. Adams Central will send two back. Jake Fowler and Jake Johnson back to receive this punt. Fisher's kick is a low kick. Bounces on inside McCook territory, and it's at the 47 down there by the Bison. So this is one thing Coach Carlin of Adams Central talked about. If the Patriots get good field position, they have to take advantage of it, and they got it here on their first possession. 1st and 10 at the McCook 47-yard line. So Adams Central will have it 1st and 10 at the McCook 47-yard line. The Patriots will come out with Matt Overmiller at quarterback. Matt is the 180-pound senior. Kyle Cutterford is the fullback. Ryan Bender and Jake Fowler will play I-back. Jake Johnson splits wide to the left, and going wide to the right is Micah Lindblad. 1st and 10, Adams Central at the McCook 47. They come out in the eye. Overmiller hands the football off to the eye back. He has virtually nothing there. No gain on the play. We'll see if it was Fowler or Bender. Bender might be up in the fullback position. No, it was Ryan Bender from the tailback. And a short yard there maybe to the 46, but not much. We'll call it a gain of a yard. 2nd and 9 at the McCook 46-yard line for Adams Central. So the Patriots' first play on the ground against this big defensive unit of McCook. Gains only a yard. 3 wide receivers now to the left. In the shotgun is Overmiller. 1 wide receiver to the right, so 4 out this time. Overmiller wants to throw. Does across the middle. It's going to be too high for Nick Stein and incomplete. 3rd down and 9 coming up, so the first throw from the Patriots is high and incomplete. The McCook Bison on defense. They go with Will Miller. He's 180-pounder. Ross Stewart's a defensive tackle, 255. Clint Bagan is a 245 defensive tackle. The defensive end, Mitch Collicutt, 265. Linebackers, Austin Bishop, 225. Keith Wallace, 175. Kyle Krall and Jake Schlager. Defensive backfield, Ryan Powell, Cody Girdle, and Brad Bumbaugh. 3rd and 9 at the 46. Shotgun again is Overmiller. 3-man rush. Overmiller across the middle. Stein catches it at the 30. Pull down there. It'll be a 1st down for Adams Central. Overmiller with the throw from the 46. They move it down to the McCook 29-yard line. A pickup of 17 on the play. The first completion of the night for Adams Central. 17-yard pickup to Nick Stein, the leading receiver for the Patriots on the season. 1st and 10 at the McCook 29-yard line on the 17-yard completion, and 1st down for the Patriots. Adams Central, Tommy Ehlers is the center. Zach Hollister, Skyler Hunt, the guards. Ashton Dirks will also play offensive guard. Max Meyer, Kevin Holden, are the offensive tackles. The tight end is Mitch Huffaker. Over center this time, the handoff goes to Cuttiford, the fullback. Few yards there right up the middle with the fullback getting the football from Overmiller. From the 29 to the 25, a pickup of four by Kyle Cuttiford. Second down and 6 yards to go for the Patriots just outside the McCook 25-yard line. Second and six at the 25. Stein comes wide to the left. The Patriots will come out in the eye with the wingback Johnson on the left side. Otherwise, everybody else tied except Stein wide to the left. Second and six at the 25 for Adams Central, the McCook 25. We're just underway. We played about 3.5 minutes. McCook was three and out. Patriots inside handoff to Johnson. Heads for the far sideline. Inside the 25, pushed out of bounds. Not much there for Jake Johnson. Took that ball in the inside handoff from the wingback position, and looks like no gain there. And it's going to be back, a loss, in fact, third and seven at the 26, a loss of one there for Jake Johnson. He had no room to go there. Good pursuit by the McCook defense. Third and seven at the 26-yard line for Adams Central. There at the McCook 26, third and seven. Three wide receivers to the left. Overmiller all alone in the backfield. Five receivers split for Adams Central from the shotgun. Overmiller wants to throw, does across the middle. Wide open is Bender. Bender gets the football inside the 20, and that's going to be another first down for Adams Central. They move it from the 26-yard line. Bender was wide open across the middle. Moves that football to about the 17. A pickup of nine and a first down. The catch there by Ryan Bender. 9-yard pickup and the second Patriot first down in this drive. First and 10 at the McCook 17-yard line. So a big third down conversion there by the Patriots. First and 10 at the McCook 17. Now they'll come out with Overmiller over center, wing back right, I formation. Overmiller rolls to his right, wants to throw, lobs it, and it's going to be caught on the far sideline inside the 10 on that rollout pass. Nick Stein catching the football. They move it from the 17. To about the 7. They got 9. They'll move it down to the 8-yard line. Second and 1 on that play. Stein with his second catch. Got 9 there. Second and a yard at the McCook 8. So the Patriots have thrown 4 times, completed 4. Handoff goes to Bender. Bender skips inside. Close to the first down. Might have got into the 5. Might have a first down here. We'll see. He only needed 1. And he gets the football to about the 5 or 6. Officials eyeball it, and they're going to whistle it and measure it. We're going to have a measurement here near the 7-yard line of McCook. Officials time out. They'll measure. They'll bring the chains in from the near sideline as we're behind the McCook bench. As usual here at Patriot Field, Blaine Bulitz with you. High school football tonight here on ESPN 1550. KICS, Adams Central driving on their first possession. McCook had the football, goes 3 and out. Patriots down to about the 7-yard line. They needed a yard. Bender ran the football. They stretch the chains, and it's going to be pull, pull, pull. They stretch it. They put it down. It's first and goal. 1-yard pickup, but just enough. For Ryan Bender, first and goal at the McCook 7-yard line. Those big people up front for McCook, again, they usually do not play anybody up front, the big people on offense and defense. They have separate units. Unusual for a high school team to have that, but McCook's program is at that point. First and goal at the 7-yard line for Adams Central. They come out on the eye. Overmiller hands the ball off to Cuttiford. Cuttiford inside the 5, gets a few there. Yardage very tough inside from the 7. Move it inside the 5. We'll see where they spot it. Looks like on about the McCook 4, pick up a 3. Second and goal at the 4-yard line. Kyle Cuttiford picks up 3 there. Second and goal at the 4. 7.5 minutes and running in the first quarter. Scoreless. Adams Central and McCook. Class B District High School football here tonight. Second and goal at the 4. Out they come in the eye. Two wide receivers. Overmiller gets them down. Takes the football, hands it off to Cuttiford. Cuttiford straight up the middle, another yard or two. Again, each yard very, very hard to come by here tonight early for Adams Central. They move it down to about, it's about the 1-yard line, third and goal from the one-yard line. Cutterford got three that time. Third and goal from the one-yard line for Adams Central. Out they come again. They're going to be in the Maryland eye. Three backs will line up right behind quarterback Matt Overmiller. Third and goal at the one. Overmiller sets them down. Everybody in tight. Third man through is Ryan Bender. He goes into the end zone for the touchdown. Ryan Bender with a one-yard run for the touchdown, and Adams Central's on the board. So Adams Central takes advantage of that first break, getting the football inside McCook territory to start the drive, and they go 47 yards and score. And Ryan Bender goes the final yard at 6-0, and Kyle Goldenstein will try the extra point out of the hold of Jake Johnson. Bender, a one-yard run. Goldenstein will kick it straight on, try the extra point here. It is snapped, it is down, it is kicked. Line drive kick is going to be good, and the Patriots have drawn first blood, as we like to say. 6:31 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout with the score. Adams Central 7, McCook nothing. We're back in 30 seconds.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
ESPN 1550 KICS, I'm Tyler Maffey with the check cut scores from around the area. Right now, Milford is leading the Minden Whip at 7-0 early in the first quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic is beating Gibbon 7-0. Number 1 Aurora has an early touchdown, leading the Hastings High Tiger 7-0 early. Grand Island is beating Lincoln 7-0 in the first quarter. And Blue Hill is trailing Ravenna 7-6 in the first quarter. Blaine, back to you.
Okay, welcome back to Patriot Field. Adams Central leads it by the score of 7-0. Getting three first downs and going 47 yards in 11 plays, and they lead it by the score of 7-0 here at Patriot Field, getting the first score of the night against the McCook Bison. 6:31 to go. There's a short kickoff by Goldenstein. It rolls near the 10-yard line, picked up there about the 5 by McCook. They have to go back and get it at the 5. 15-20, far sideline, running that football back. Good return out to about the 25-30-yard line for the McCook Bison. And they have the football first down and 10 yards to go at the McCook 24-yard line, first and 10 for the Bison. That's where they'll start this drive, first and 10 at the 24. As they come in the eye, Chitwood, the quarterback, on the veer, hands the football off to the fullback, Justin Terry, the 200-pound junior. Not much there. And it's going to be maybe a yard to the 25-yard line for Justin Terry. Second and 9 at the 25-yard line. Terry's first carry. Second and about 9.5 to go. Not much there. 6 minutes to go, halfway through the first quarter. 7-0 Adams Central. I formation. Chitwood, the quarterback, over center. Turns, hands the football off. Good hole this time for the running back. Running is Brandon Yost, the 160-pound senior. Moves it up the middle for a first down. The first down of the night for McCook. Moves it from the 25-yard line out to the McCook 38, a pickup of 13 and a first down for the Bison. So Brandon Yost had a big hole there, and he picked up 13 yards on the play. Out they come, first and 10 to the Bison at the 38. Chitwood on the veer, keeps the football, and he's pulled down for a loss on the play. Adams Central's Micah Lindblad on the tackle back to the 35-yard line, a loss of 3. Chitwood nowhere to go there, lost 3. And it'll be second down and about 13 yards to go. As McCook from tackle to tackle goes 255, 245, 265, excuse me, 180, 245, 230, 240, and 230 across that front, and 290 with Derek Chancellor. Second and 13 at the 35. High formation. The handoff goes to the running back, and not much running room there for Brandon Yost. He may get it back to the original line of scrimmage from the 35. We'll call it 38, a pickup of three. It's going to be third down and 10 yards to go, so 3 yards there for Yost. Third and 10 at the 38-yard line. Third down and 10 yards to go at the 38. Out they come in the eye, two wide receivers. Chitwood, the quarterback, fakes the football, rolls to his left, wants to throw, lobs it, and it's going to be a wide-open receiver to the 45, going to be enough for first down, fumbles the football. McCook falls on it. Now let's see if they got the first down. The pass was completed, and a fumble about the 47 or 48. It might be a little bit short of the first down, but a completion there. It's going to be short. Got about eight, but not enough for a first down the way it looks. It's going to be fourth down. An eight-yard pickup on the play, the catch there by Girdle. And it's going to be fourth and about two at the 46-yard line. So the Bison look like they're going to punt it. Austin Bishop, they had the first down with the completion but fumbled the ball, then recovered it on their own 46. So the loss of yardage after the fumble. They didn't lose the football. There's Bishop's punt. Will bounce near the far sideline, go out of bounds by the 32 of Adams Central. So Adams Central stops the Bison once again and will take over. First and 10, Adams Central will start at their own 32-yard line. So the Patriots get the ball for the second time. 3:39 to go, first quarter. Adams Central leading by the score of 7-0. Adams Central again, Mitch Huffaker's the tight end, the senior. Kevin Holden, a junior, a tackle. Zach Hollister, a guard, a senior. Tommy Ehlers, a senior, is the center. Skyler Hunt, Ashton Dirks are the other guards, seniors. Max Myers, a senior, a tackle. Michael Lindblad, a wide receiver. Nick Stein, a wide receiver. Handoff goes to the running back. Bender will get maybe a yard to the 33. Maybe the 34-yard line. Ryan Bender on the carry there for Adams Central. From 32 to the 33, it's going to be second down and 9 yards to go. So Bender's gained 4 yards. He has scored a touchdown. 4 carries, 4 yards for Bender. Second and 9 at the 33-yard line for Adams Central, their own 33, leading 7-0. With 3:09 clock running, first quarter here at Patriots Field on a beautiful Friday night in October in Hastings, Nebraska. And high school football, 6-1 McCook, 5-2 Adams Central. From the shotgun, over Miller. Throws it long, far sideline. It's in the air. It's going to be incomplete. And almost intercepted. And Nick Stein, the offensive receiver for Adams Central, had to play a little defense there. He knocks that football down away from the defender there. Looked like it could have been an interception, but Stein knocked it away. Ryan Powell back there almost intercepted. For McCook, third and 9 at the 33-yard line for Adams Central, their own 33. Clock now stops with 2:51 to go in this first quarter. Third and 9 at the 33-yard line. Adams Central will come out in the shotgun. Stein wide to the right. The wide receiver to the left is Lindblad. Faking the handoff. Over Miller wants to throw. Throws it in the air. It's going to be incomplete, and a flag flies. Nick Stein went up to catch the football, couldn't bring it down. But there may be a little bit of an early hit there on the Bison, and that might be a first down for Adams Central. Might be pass interference on the Bison. Flag flies there, and it is pass interference on the Bison. It'll be an automatic first down for Adams Central on that third down play. The flag's at the 44-yard line. Line of scrimmage was the 33. And they'll mark it off from the 33. It's going to be a 15-yarder and a first down for Adams Central, first and 10 at the Adams Central's own 48-yard line. So the Patriots, the beneficiary of a 15-yard pass interference penalty on McCook, first and 10 Patriots at their own 48-yard line. First down number 4 for Adams Central. First and 10 at the 48. Out come the Patriots. I formation. Over Miller hands it off to Cutterford. Cutterford pulled down inside McCook territory, but a short gain there. From the Patriot 48 to the McCook 49, a pickup of 3 yards, and a second down coming up. Kyle Cutterford, the junior fullback, has now picked up 13 yards on the ground. For Adams Central, second and 9, Patriots at the McCook 49-yard line. 2:22 clock runs first quarter. Adams Central 7, McCook nothing. Patriots have the play in from the far sideline, and Coach Bill Carlin on homecoming night here at Patriot Field. Shotgun formation for the Patriots. The snapped over Miller, wants to throw, has nowhere to go. Still on his feet, gets away from two tacklers. Finally pulled down after gaining maybe a yard on the play, but Overmiller avoided about a 5 or 6 yard loss. Got back to the line of scrimmage, 3rd and 7. Got a yard to the 48-yard line, 3rd and 6 coming up. Overmiller avoided a 5 or 6 yard loss and ended up gaining a yard, 3rd and 7, Adams Central. 3rd and 6, Patriots at the McCook 48. 3rd and 6 at the McCook 48. Clock continues to run with 1:32 to go in the first quarter. 3rd down and 6 yards to go for Adams Central at the McCook 48-yard line. The Bison and the Patriots. Double wing. Overmiller wants to throw, gets rid of it, throws it across the middle, way too high for Nick Stein, and incomplete. At the 48-yard line, it'll be 4th down and 6 yards to go. A little more pressure there by the Bison. And Adams Central will punt for the first time with 1:15 to go, and Nick Stein is the punter for the Patriots, averages about 37 per punt. Line of scrimmage, the McCook 48. Nick Stein will punt the first punt of the evening before Adams Central. Stein stands at his own 38-yard line for the Patriots. Low snap, but Stein gets it, punts it to the far side. Ball's going to be caught at about the 15-yard line. Faking the reverse, coming this way with the football, the McCook Bison, but nowhere to go, and tackled at the 15-yard line. Brandon Bombaugh with that return, faked the reverse, kept the football, but was pulled down. The Patriots not fooled there, 1st and 10 at the 16. McCook's own 16, 1st down and 10 yards to go for the Bison, their third possession of the football game, and it's 7-0 Adams Central. Out come the Bison in their traveling white tops, the red helmets, the black pants, the red, white, and black of McCook. They have the football. Handoff, big hole up the middle to the fullback. Running it is Justin Terry, and he's a load, folks. He's a 200-pounder. He moved it from the 16-yard line out to about the 25. Got 9 on the play, 2nd and 1 yard coming up. Justin gets 9 there. One of the concerns of Coach Garland was, of course, this offensive line and the amount of poundage and how tough they are up front. They don't have to play defense, and we'll see how the Patriots can hang in here. 2nd and 1 yard. Handoff goes to Yost. He's grabbed by a shirt. Hanging on for dear life is Zach Hollister. No breakaway shirts anymore, and Yost had nowhere to go, and Hollister just held on as he was fighting off a block. And Brandon Yost got back to the line of scrimmage, but a good play there by Zach Hollister. No gain on the play. 3rd and 1 yard at the McCook 25, and they'll not get this playoff. That's going to be the end of the first quarter. So we've played 1. Adams Central with the lead after 1. It's the Patriots 7, the Bison nothing. We'll be back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
ESPN 1550 KICS, I'm Tyler Maffitt with a check of scores from around the area. Right now, Kearney Catholic 14, Wood River nothing in the first quarter. Milford is leading the Minden Whippets 7-0 after one quarter. Number 1 Aurora has an early lead. It's 15-0 over Hastings High. And Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Superior 7-0. Blaine, back to you.
Okay, thank you very much, Tyler. Welcome back to the second quarter here tonight at Patriot Field with Adams Central leading McCook after one by the score of 7-0. We'll start this second quarter with the McCook Bison with the ball, 3rd down and 1 yard to go at their own 25-yard line. Patriots getting good field position, holding the Bison after their first 3 and out. At the McCook 47, Adams Central goes in and scores. Ryan Benner with a 1 yard run, 7-0 Patriots. Only 1 first down for McCook in the contest. No turnovers in the game, and the Bison with the football, 3rd and 1 yard to go at the 25-yard line. Out they come in the eye, 3rd and 1. Chitwood over center, hands the football off, and it's going to be a 1st down on the running play the 200-pounder, Justin Terry. First down and 10 for the Bison. Their second first down of the game. First and 10. He moves it up to the 30-yard line. A pickup of 5 and a first down. Justin has 15 yards on the ground. Brandon Yost has 20. The Bison have 32 on the ground and 8 through the air. First and 10 at the Bison 30-yard line. Early period number 2. 7-0 Adams Central. Out they come in the eye. Chitwood, Matt Chitwood, the junior, the quarterback. Turns, hands the football off to the second man through. It's Terry or Yost. Terry keeping his feet. Runs it hard up to about the 38-yard line. Again, we'll see how much the Patriots get worn down here tonight as most of their guys have to play both ways. And this offensive line taking over things a bit on this drive. 8 yards there for the fullback, Justin Terry. Second and 2 at the 38-yard line. Out come the Bison. Again, Terry's a 200-pounder. Now two wide receivers out, one back behind quarterback Chitwood, and it is Justin Terry. Chitwood hands it off to Terry. Has a first down. Gets it up to about the 43-yard line. A pickup of 5 on the play and a first down for the Bison. 5 more there for Justin Terry. He has 28 now on the ground. First and 10 Bison at their own 43-yard line. They get their third first down and keep the football moving. Here early in period number 2. 10:50 to go before halftime. 7-0 Adams Central. First and 10 Bison at their own 43-yard line. I formation once again. Two wide receivers out. Quarterback Chitwood hands the ball off to second man through his Yost. On his way into the 40-yard line of Adams Central. A good burst up the middle. And another first down for the Bison. From their own 43, they move it to the Adams Central 43-yard line. A pickup of 14 on the play and a first down. Where Brandon Yost, the running back, he gets 14 there and a first down. First and down, 10, Bison at the Adams Central 43-yard line. So McCook taking over things on the ground now in this series. First and 10 at the Patriot 43. 4 first downs for each team. Again, it's the eye. Chitwood, the quarterback, keeps it on the option. Tosses it to Yost. Yost gets a good block. Heads to the near sideline. He's pushed out of bounds about the 34-yard line. The play there by Adams Central's Jake Johnson. But another first down for the Bison. Their fifth of the night. Yost carrying it from the 43 to the Adams Central 35-yard line. Pick up there a short gain, a gain of 8 there, second and 2. Not a first down yet, but a pickup of 8 on the play there for Brandon Yost. Second and 2 at the Patriot 35. And off, keeping the football is Chitwood. Goes to the far side. Going to run out of real estate, but he's got another first down. That will be the first down inside the 25-yard line of Adams Central or close to it. Chitwood, the quarterback, moving it from the 35-yard line to the Adams Central 25. A pickup of 10 there and a first down. So the quarterback, Chitwood, gets 10 there and a first down. So Yost and Terry and now Chitwood carrying on this drive. They've moved it to the Patriot 25. A Bison on the move here in early in period number 2. Keeping the football, handing off to Yost. Nowhere to go this time. Right there making a good low tackle on the play. Adams Central with the defense there. Kyle Cutifer, the linebacker, making the tackle. And not much room there for Yost. It's still at the 25, second and 10 right there. No gain on the play for Brandon Yost. Second and 10 at the 25. Nine minutes to go before halftime. Second down and 10 yards to go. Chitwood rolls to his right, wants to throw, lobs a pass. It's going to be caught on the play. First down in the play, catching the football and down to about the 10-yard line. First and 10 Patriots, and all along we've been having Mr. Chitwood in there, and Brian Bumbaugh's been playing quarterback. My apologies. And that pass play is complete for a first down for the Bison. First and 10 there at the Adams Central. 15-yard pickup there. Bumbaugh hands the football off, keeps the football far side. He's knocked down about the 5-yard line, a pickup there of 5 maybe on the play. Pick up there by Terry moves the football to about the 4-yard line. Second down and 4 yards to go. Right up the middle, no gain there for Brandon Yost. Maybe pushed back for a loss in the play, and it's going to be third down for the McCook Bison. Brad Bumbaugh is in there at quarterback for the Bison, not Matt Chitwood. Third and goal back about the 5-yard line for the Bison. Out they come, third and goal at the 5-yard line with 7.5 minutes to go here before halftime. Full house backfield. Bumbaugh turns, tosses the football, running the football into the end zone, and there's a flag on the play getting close to the end zone. Running the ball is Jake Schlager. There's a flag on the play. He got it down to about the 1, and we'll see what that flag's all about. It's a hold on the Bison, so that 4-yard gain that got it to the goal line will be nullified, and it'll be a third down play, third and long coming up here for the Bison. That'll move him back 10 yards. It'll be third and goal. They'll mark it off 10 yards from the spot of the foul holding down there near the goal line on the Bison. Moves the football back to the 11-yard line. It'll be third and goal from there. So third down and goal about the 11-yard line for McCook. They'll send three wide receivers to the right. They're in the I formation. There's the snap. Brumbaugh wants to throw, does across the middle. It's going to be tipped and intercepted at the goal line by Adam Central, and Kyle Cutterford gets the interception, and he's pulled down about the 5-yard line on the interception for Adam Central at the goal line. So Cutterford gets the tip football, makes the interception for Adam Central, and returns it out to the 5-yard line. So Adam Central gets the benefit of the first turnover of the game. We'll have it first and 10 at their own 5-yard line with Kyle Cutterford on the interception for the Patriots. First and 10, Adam Central at the 5-yard line. So the Patriots dodge that one and get the football at their own 5. 7:08 to go before halftime, so the Patriots turn away the Bison there on the interception. Adam Central first and 10 at their own 5-yard line. There's the toss. It goes to Bender. Heads for the far side. Gets it out to the 10, maybe the 11-yard line. So the Patriots get 5 or 6 there. Bender running the football. Out to the 10, a pickup of 5 on the play for Ryan Bender. Second and 5 at the 10-yard line. Adam Central football leading 7-0, 6:42, clock running in the second quarter. Second and 5 for the Patriots at their own 10. They come out with 3 wide receivers to the right. In the shotgun is Overmiller. Has the football, wants to throw it, does across the middle. It's going to be caught at about the 20 and knocked down right there, tackled right there. Overmiller throws it to Michael Lindblad, and it'll be a first down for Adam Central. Fourth completion for Overmiller in 7 throws. First catch for Michael Lindblad. Moves it out to the 20-yard line. A pickup of 10 on the play and a first down. So Lindblad with his first catch for 10 yards and a Patriot first down. First and 10, Adam Central at their own 20. So a little breathing room for the Patriots. First and 10 at the 20. No gain there on that play. It's the fullback Kyle Cutterford. Adam Central fumbles. Got a fumble. The Bison say they have it. It's at the 20, and the officials say no, though. Bison thought that ball came out of there, and they were on top of it, but the officials say no. Kyle Cutterford Garing gets no gain there. It's still at the 20-yard line. So no gain there, and it's second and 10 at the 20 for the Patriots. 6 minutes to go before halftime. 7-0 Adam Central. Second and 10 at the 20. Adam Sundrell with the football at their own 20-yard line. 6:02 to go here before halftime. Over Miller, drops straight back, wants to throw, swings it out to the running back Fowler, to the 20, 25, and is tackled at about the 24, 25-yard line. It's going to be third and about 5 or 6 for the Patriots. Out at the 24, a pickup of 4 on the play on the throw from Fowler to Overmiller. Third and 6 at the Patriot 24, so Fowler got 4 on that little swing pass. Third and 6 at the 24-yard line for Adams Central. Third and 6, out come the Patriots. They're in the shotgun. Over Miller wants to throw. Swings it on the near sideline to Bender. Has a screen. Bender tries to get a first down. There's a flag down. Bender up to the 35-yard line. But a flag flies behind the run of Bender after he catches it, and Adam Central may be holding here. That would be a first down for the Patriots if the penalty's on the Bison, but it looks like it might be on Adam Central. The flag is at the 23-yard line. It is a hold on the Patriots, the first penalty on Adam Central. So the football will be moved back from the 23 to about the 13-yard line. And it's going to be third down and long, about 17 to go for Adams Central. After the markoff moves it back to about the 13-yard line for the Patriots. And it'll be third and about 17. They got to get out to about the 30. Third and 17 coming up. 5:10 to go before halftime. Adams Central 7 and McCook nothing. But it's third and real long here for Adams Central, third and 17. Overmiller will be in the shotgun. 5 wide receivers out for the Patriots, and there's a whistle. Flag flies before this ball snapped, and Adams Central might have jumped, or was it a Bison along the line of scrimmage? We will see. It's a dead ball, illegal procedure on Adams Central. Move the football back to about the 8-yard line, where it's going to be third down and about 22 yards to go, back to the 8. Third and 22 for the Patriots. Illegal procedure on Adams Central. The Patriots turning away the Bison on their last possession at the goal line on the interception by Kyle Cutterford. Third down and about 22 at the Patriot 8. 4:50, clock runs first half. A lot of time to go. Adams Central leads at 7 to nothing. Overmiller's all by himself in the shotgun. 5 receivers out. He's in the end zone. Throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. In between a couple of receivers and incomplete. And the Patriots will have to punt from their own end zone. Fourth down and 22 yards to go at the 8-yard line for Adams Central. And Kyle Stein will have to punt from the Patriot end zone. And the Bison will get one more chance here before halftime. At least one more. Fourth and 22 at the 8-yard line. Stein in the end zone for Adams Central. Back to receive Brad Bombaugh. There's a low kick. It rolls at about the 30. And Adam Settle's going to down at about the 34-yard line. So great field position for McCook. So we'll see if they can take advantage of great field position at the Adams Central 34-yard line. First and 10. Now we'll see who's out here at quarterback. Chitwood played the first quarter. And going in there's going to be Brad Bombaugh. See if we can find Chitwood on the near sideline. Brad Bombaugh played that last entire series at quarterback, and he's out there for the Bison. So Bombaugh will direct the offense. First and 10 Bison at the Adams Central 34-yard line. Will come out in the eye. Terry and Yost in the eye formation behind quarterback Bombaugh. Keeping the football is the quarterback Bombaugh near sideline. Has a good gain. He's going to get about 10 yards on the play and pass that on a first down. First down Bison there, 7th. On the run there, Brad Bombaugh, the quarterback, moves it inside the 25 to about the 24. We'll see if that's enough for a first down. It's going to be about 10. The officials are going to measure. Bison up to the line of scrimmage. They got the play called. It's going to be 2nd and short or 1st and 10 at the Patriot 24-yard line. So 10 yards there are 9.5 by Bombaugh. And it is a first down at the 24-yard line. Pickup of 10 on the play by the quarterback, Brad Bombaugh. First and 10 Bison at the Patriot 24. So Adam Sindel trying to stiffen up here. The Bison have all three timeouts left. They have plenty of time. 4:20 to go. Now the clock starts again. First and 10 Bison at the Patriot 24-yard line. They'll come out in the shotgun this time, and now they're going to be forced to take a timeout. Jake Schlager was back in the shotgun there for McCook, but kind of a wildcat formation. But the Bison have to take a timeout here. So we'll take a timeout with 4:11 to go. It's Adam Central 7, McCook nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
ESPN 1550 KICS, I'm Tyler Maffey with a check of scores from around the area. Right now, Kearney Catholic 21, Wood River nothing late in the first quarter. Milford is leading the Minden Whippets 20-0 in the second quarter. Aurora has the lead over Hastings High 23-7. Grand Island 28, Lincoln East 0. Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Superior 14-0. Blaine, back to you.
And welcome back to Patriot Field. First and 10 Bison at the Patriot 24-yard line. Jake Schlager now in the shotgun gets the football. He has a lot of speed, and he carries it kind of from a wildcat formation, moves it inside the 20. So the Bison throw another look at the Patriots. Schlager running that football to the 19, picked up five there. Jake Schlager on the five-yard gain to the 19-yard line. 3:50 clock runs in the first half, 7-0 Adams Central. The Bison trying to get on the board for the first time here tonight. They were close a while ago, got intercepted at the goal line. Brad Bumbaugh now back in there at quarterback, over center. Keeps the football in the awesome, has nowhere to go there. A couple of Patriots right there. Cutterford in on the play, and Ashton Dirks for Adams Central. Move pushed back to the 20-yard line. And it's going to be third down and 6 yards to go at the 20. A loss of one there for the quarterback, Bumbaugh. Third and six for the Bison at the Patriot 20-yard line. So another big third down play. Bison probably in four down territory here late in the first half. Third and six at the 20. Split the backs this time. Bumbaugh, the quarterback, rolls to his right, keeps it on the option. Turned inside. Tackled on the play there by Brandon Hageman. Not much of a gain there. Fourth down coming up. A pickup there of a couple. The 18, a pickup of two on the play for the quarterback, Bumbaugh. Fourth and four at the Patriot 18-yard line. Bring the play in, and they're going to try a field goal the way it looks. Justin Terry puts the tee down at the 25-yard line here. This is maybe a 36-yard field goal attempt. Justin Terry will try this 36-yarder. Ball is snapped. It is kicked. It is long enough. It's going to be good. A 36-yard field goal by Justin Terry. He just got it over the goalpost for the 36-yard field goal for Justin Terry here, and the Bison on the board. Terry's 36-yard field goal here with 2:19 to go before halftime. It's Adams Central 7, McCook 3, back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. It's now 7-3. Justin Terry kicking a 36-yard field goal for McCook with 2:19 to go. So McCook wanted to get some points, and they got it here before halftime. They got at least three. Adam Central's going to get that football. They have all their timeouts left. And it's 7-3 Patriots. What was expected maybe to be a low-scoring game is at least held for the first half. As the night cools down, the Patriots with the lead. Terry kicks off for the Bison. Good kick down to Jake Fowler at about the 7 or 8-yard line. Fowler with the football has good speed. Gets it out to the 30, 35, 40-yard line. Jake Fowler returns it out near the 40. A good return by the Patriots, and they give themselves
some pretty good field position with 2:12 to go. Football moved all the way out, and they've put it down at the Adams Central 38-yard line, first and 10, with 2:12 to go. So Adams Central with good field position at their own 38-yard line, first down and 10 yards to go. Matt Overmiller's completed five balls in nine attempts this first half. The Patriots haven't done much on the ground. But they have the lead 7-3, and Overmiller's in the shotgun. Keeps the football, does Overmiller to the 40. 45-yard line out to about the 48-yard line and maybe 10 yards on the play. The ball kind of squirts out of there. And the McCook Bison comes to the near sideline holding his right elbow, Cody Hansen. He has to come out of there. A pickup of about 9 on the play there by Overmiller. Second and 1 on the Patriot 47-yard line. So Overmiller rushes for 9 there. And a second down and a yard for Adams Central at their own 47-yard line. Clock runs with 1:40 to go. Before halftime, second and a yard. Handoff goes to the second man through. It's Bender. Bender into McCook territory will have a first down. Moves it to the McCook 43-yard line. He picked up 10 on the play and a first down at the McCook 43-yard line. So first and 10 Patriots at the McCook 43. Adam Settle again has its timeouts remaining. They have it first and 10 at the McCook 43 with 1:29 to go. They move the chain, spot the football, start the clock. Overmiller, over center, throws it on the near side. Going to be picked off. Picked off by the Bison. Schlager and the flag fly. Schlager's at the 40-yard line inside the 40 of Adams Central on the interception there. The first turnover on Adams Central. There is a flag on the play at the Adams Central near midfield. And we'll see what that one's all about as the pickoff there by McCook. So each team's turned it over once. Stop the other team on offensive drives, and it's going to be a penalty on the Bison on that return. So they'll have the football in their own territory with one timeout left and 1:17 to go. So plenty of time for the Bison. Moves the football back to their own 41-yard line on the 10-yard penalty on the return there. So McCook will have the football first and 10 at their own 41-yard line. So after the McCook interception, they have the ball at their own 41-yard line. They'll come out with a couple of wide receivers out. Quarterback Bumbaugh hands off to Terry, the fullback, right up the middle. Not much running in there. Brad Bumbaugh, the quarterback, handed off to the fullback, Justin Terry, the junior. Moves it out to the 43, give him about 2 on the play. Second down and 8 yards to go for the Bison. Less than a minute to go. Neither team wanting to stop the clock at this particular moment. And it's second and 8 at the 43-yard line for the McCook Bison. Now 3 wide receivers out, 45 seconds, clock runs first half. Bombaugh wants to throw. Now comes to the near sideline, still with the football, will run near the sideline and run out of bounds. On Patriots' side of the field, Brad Bombaugh, the quarterback with 33 seconds to go, moves that football from his own 43 to the Adams Central 48, picked up 9 and a first down. 9 yards there by Bombaugh. First and 10, Bison at the Adams Central 48. So the Patriot defense asked to stiffen up here with 33 seconds to go. The Bison in Patriot territory. They have a 36-yard field goal. They'd like to get at least that before halftime. First and 10 at the Adams Central 48-yard line for the Bison. Bombaugh went out of bounds, so the clock stopped with 33 seconds to go. 3 wide receivers to the right. Bombaugh with the football. The quarterback gets it from center, falls on the football, fumbles it. Bombaugh has to fall on it at the 48, and McCook will retain possession of the ball, but nothing on that play. And a timeout, McCook, they're going to take a timeout as they had to fall on that fumble. They'll come back. It'll be second down and about 11, a loss of a yard on the play. To the Adams Central 49 will take a timeout with 28 seconds to go before halftime. Adams Central 7, McCook 3 back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Back at Patriot Field in Hastings, football here tonight, high school football here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Late in the first half, 28 seconds to go, Adams Central 7, McCook 3, Bison football, second and 11 at the Adams Central 49-yard line. One timeout left for the Bison. Three wide receivers to the right. The quarterback is Brad Bombaugh. Brad gets the football, goes straight back, trips over one of his own linemen, loses his balance, stays on his feet, but the Patriots there with Brandon Hageman in on the tackle. Loss of five on the play back into McCook territory. Third and 16 at the Bison 46-yard line. And it doesn't look like either team wants to stop it here. We're less than 10. And this first half's going to run out. And the first half will come to a conclusion here. The Bison will not get another playoff. Don't choose to. And that'll be halftime here at Patriot Field. And the score at halftime, Adams Central 7, McCook 3. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, here for you, close to home.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Hey, and welcome back to Patriot Field. We're at halftime of this Adams Central McCook football game. And it's Adams Central leading McCook by the score of 7-3. High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. This football game, one touchdown, one field goal in this contest. And Adams Central with the lead here at halftime by the score of 7-3 in the contest. So as we try to gather our thoughts here and talk about this first half with you. Adams Central drawing first blood in this football game. The Patriots have started out on defense. The Bison go three and out in the contest, have to punt it away, and Adams Central got the football to start their first drive on the McCook 47-yard line. And the Patriots take advantage of that good field position and the opportunity and go on a 47-yard drive. 11 plays, 47 yards, and the Patriots score on a one-yard run by Ryan Bender. Kyle Goldenstein kicks the extra point, and Adams Central led 7-0 at the 6:31 mark of the first quarter. That was the only score of the first quarter. The Patriots converting on a third down and 7 from the 26. And a third and 9 from the McCook 46. So they convert on a couple of first downs and grind it out inside the 10-yard line. And Ryan Bender goes the final yard for the touchdown. And Adams Central led 7-0 with 6:31 to go in the first quarter. No more scoring then in the first quarter of play. The second quarter of this football game, a Bison drive all the way down to the Adams Central 5-yard line, had a penalty then and moved it back to a holding call, and they had it at the 11-yard line on a third and goal. And Adams Central got an interception from Kyle Cutiford, a tipped ball near the goal line, and Cutiford grabbed it for the Patriots, and he got it back out to the 5. Adams Central started there, got out of immediate danger there, gave the ball back to the Bison, and the Bison then drove down and kicked a 36-yard field goal. Justin Terry kicking that 36-yard field goal for the Bison just got over the crossbar. Good for the only score of the first half for the Bison. That 36-yard field goal made it 7-3 with 2:19 to go in the first half. The Patriots got a good kickoff return, but then threw an interception. McCook got its only turnover, forcing their only turnover of the first half. And the Bison then got it into Patriot territory, but could not move any further into Patriot territory, and the first half came to an end with Adams Central winning, leading by the score of 7-3 here at halftime. So Ryan Bender, a 1-yard run, capping an 11-play, 47-yard drive for Adams Central. 7-0 Patriots after one. Justin Terry, a 36-yard field goal for the Bison, made it 7-3 at the 2:19 mark, and that's where we are at halftime. Adams Central leading by the score of 7-3. The Patriots with 6 first downs. The Bison with 7 in the first half. 1 turnover on each team. 2 penalties for 15 for Adams Central. 2 penalties for 25 for McCook in that first half of play. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll run down some numbers for you after this 2-minute timeout.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
For sale, service, and repairs, come to Hastings RV Center, Transportation Equipment Company. That new or used RV you've been waiting for may be on the lot at Transportation Equipment Company. Mari and Barb will also take care of all your repairs and services, including hitch work, wiring, and camper detailing. Do some dealing at Transportation Equipment Company, 100 North Laird in Hastings, just north of the railroad tracks. Open Monday through Saturday. Transportation Equipment Company supports all local and area athletes and teams. Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
ESPN 1550 KICS. I'm Tyler Matthew with a check of scores from around the area. Right now, Kearney Catholic 21, Wood River 7 in the second quarter. Milford is leading the Minden Whippets 20-7 in the second quarter. Aurora has the lead over Hastings High 37-7. Grand Island 21, Lincoln East 0. And Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Superior 29-0. Blaine, back to you.
Okay, so we have one team in the lead and the other two local teams tonight, at least behind there. Hastings High being belted pretty good right now at number one ranked Aurora as the Huskies continue to roll on here this evening as they
lead the Tigers at halftime, and St. Cecilia throwing another shutout so far at the Superior tonight. But here at 7-3, Adam Central over the McCook Bison here at halftime, and as best as we could come up with as far as the stats in the first half, Ryan Benders rushed for 19 yards for the Patriots, Kyle Cutterford for 13, Jake Johnson for 1 yard, and Matt Overmiller for 10 for the Patriots. They have 41 yards on the ground, 49 through the air. Overmiller, 5 out of 9, are throwing the football with one interception for 49 yards. Two catches for Nick Stein for 26, one for Michael Lindblad for 10. Ryan Bender, 1 catch for 9. Jake Fowler, 1 catch for 4 for the Patriots. 41 rushing, 49 throwing, 90 total yards for Adams Central, but they have the 7-3 lead. Rushing in the first half for the Bison. Brandon Yost with 42 yards on the ground. The fullback Justin Terry with 36. The quarterback Matt Chitwood in the first quarter was 7, but Chitwood didn't play in the second quarter. And Brad Bombaugh took over at quarterback and rushed for 20 yards in the contest in that second quarter of play. And Jake Schlager with 1 run from the Wildcat for 5 yards for the Bison in the contest. They have 2 pass completions in that first half for 18 yards, 110 on the ground for the Bison, 128 total yards for McCook in the first half. They have 3 points on the Justin Terry 36-yard field goal, but the big folks up front for the Bison have took over at points in that first half, pushing the Patriots out of there. But Adam Settle, for the most part, played pretty good defense. They've had some big plays on defense, forcing a loss of yardage to the Bison, and the Patriots overall played pretty well, got the tip ball and turned into an interception. Patriots have also turned it over once here tonight, and Adams Central leads here at halftime by the score of 7-3. Reminder, when we're finished here, don't go away here at Patriot Field. We'll have our player of the game. We'll name the Adams Central player of the game on our program brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. And then after that, the coach speaks. The coach's post-game show. We hope to hear from Adams Central head football coach Bill Carlin and Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, our sponsor of that show tonight. So the player of the game and the coach speaks to follow our play-by-play here tonight at Patriot Field here at halftime. Adams Central on homecoming night, leading McCook by the score of 7-3 this evening. And later on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio, we'll have our Friday night CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. Tune in for all the local area state football finals. We'll get you updated on some other fall sports that are coming to conclusions this week and on this day, and get you caught up on the Major League Baseball one. League Championship Series getting underway tonight, the other one tomorrow night. So have a preview of the Hastings College game tomorrow. The Broncos playing on the road at Dakota Wesleyan at 1 o'clock tomorrow. You can hear that game on our sister station, 1230 KHS, beginning with the pregame show at 1215. Of course, the Nebraska Huskers, Cornhuskers home tomorrow against Texas. 2:30 kickoff, a few minutes after 2:30. You can hear the Huskers all season long and can tomorrow on our sister station, The Breeze. That's KLIQ FM 94.5. Pre-game activity, all that stuff starts at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Kickoff a little after 2:30 on The Breeze tomorrow. So the Broncos on KHAS and the Huskers on The Breeze. And here on ESPN 1550 tonight, KICS Radio and Hastings, halftime, Adams Central leading by the score of 7-3. So that's good news for Patriot fans here tonight, and more good news at the Boys State Tennis Tournament earlier today and yesterday for the Adams Central Boys Tennis Team, with their 2 singles players, Isaac Mertens and Pierre Verdon, playing and representing Adams Central in singles competition. No doubles teams there for the Patriots. Adams Central wins its first ever Boys State Tennis Championship in Class B, winning the team title today, finishing with 20 points, 2 ahead of Lincoln Pius and Omaha Scutt, and a state champion for the Patriots in number 2 singles. Isaac Mertens won the number 2 singles title with a 6-4, 6-1 victory over a player from Omaha, Brownell Talbot. Mertens, the number 1 seed in number 2 singles, won 3 matches at state. He wins the number 2 singles championship. And he was 26-0 this season. So Isaac Mertens, 26-0 this season, a state champion, boys number 2 singles at the state Class B Boys State Tennis Tournament. Number 1 singles, Pierre Verdon, lost in the finals to a young man from McCook who's here tonight, sitting in the McCook crowd. Connor Larson defeated Pierre Verdon. It was McCook and Adam Central in boys tennis this afternoon in the number one singles, and Larson beat Pierre Verdon of Adam Central in the final, 6-love, 6-2. Verdon's an exchange student from France. He was 24-2 this season. His only two losses were to Connor Larson of McCook, and in the championship match of number one singles today. The Patriots had 20 points, as mentioned. Lincoln Pius and Omaha Scott each had 18. It's the first ever state team tennis title for Adam Central for the guys, and the third team championship in Patriot history. Of course, girls basketball back about 10 years ago, and boys state golf a couple of years ago, boys state tennis championship in Class B for Adam Central. Hastings High has some people at that state tennis tournament, too, and the number two doubles team of Thomas Portwood and Cade Welke finished fourth today after a semifinal loss this morning and a third-place match loss to a team from Holdridge this afternoon. They were 2-2 at state, and the Hastings High number one doubles team of Matthew Brooks and Dakota Jones were 1-1 yesterday and eliminated in the quarterfinals. Hastings High finished tied for ninth in the team standings. A reminder for you, we hope to have Coach Rod Hartman, the tennis coach for the Adams Central boys tennis team, and he coaches the girls team for that matter too, but the boys tennis coach for Adams Central, Rod Hartman, said he would join us on the Hogan's Open House on sports program tomorrow morning at 10:06 on our sister station, 12:30 KHAS Radio. So we hope to hear from Coach Hartman tomorrow and all the fall coaches, as many as possible. And we also are expecting another special treat on that program tomorrow morning. Danielle Lemick, the girls' state golf champion for the third straight year from Donovan Trumbull, and her coach, Chris Seeberger, said they would join us tomorrow morning on Hogan's Open House on sports. So we hope to hear from Danielle Lemick and her coach, Chris Seeberger, the state champion from Donovan Trumbull. Danielle Lemick, who is such a outstanding 3 years of high school golf competition, three state individual championships, and she's expected to join us along with her coach tomorrow morning on Hogan's Open House on sports. So we're liable to have a full house of folks tomorrow on Hogan's Open House on sports. But listen, it's about the kids, and it's about the coach is talking about the kids and their teams, and that'll be on Hogan's Open House on sports, 10:06 tomorrow morning on our sister station, 12:30 KHAS Radio. Adam Central with the lead here at halftime by the score of 7-3 as the royalty being introduced here. It's homecoming night and weekend at Adam Central, of course, so a little extra time going on for halftime with the Adam Central Band. They performed their halftime routine as great as always, and now the candidates for homecoming king and queen, all those festivities tomorrow night with a dance, but the candidates being introduced here tonight at halftime with Adam Central leading McCook by the score of 7-3. The Patriots taking advantage of a shorter field, 47-yard drive and 11 plays in the first quarter. Ryan Bender, a one-yard run, the extra point by Kyle Goldenstein. 7-0 Patriots at the 6:31 mark of the first quarter. That was the score after one. McCook turned away on a Patriot interception by Kyle Cutterford early in the second quarter, but scored later in the quarter on a 36-yard field goal from Justin Terry at the 2:19 mark of the first half. 7-3 Patriots. At that point, it was 7-3, and it is 7-3 here at halftime tonight. The Patriots with unofficially 41 yards on the ground, 49 through the air, 90 total yards in this game, but the defense rising to the occasion tonight against the bigger folks of McCook. They are bigger folks, but the Patriots doing a good job in the trenches here this evening. McCook with 110 yards on the ground, 18 through the air, 128 total. And Adam Central with the lead here at halftime by the score of 7-3 in the contest. Again, each team with one turnover. The Patriots with 6 first downs. The Bison with 7. One turnover on each team. And again, 15 yards in penalties on Adam Central and 25 on McCook. So we'll take another timeout. When we return, we'll have the third quarter for you here at halftime. It's Adam Central 7 and McCook 3. We'll be back with the third quarter in 2 minutes.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Patriot Field, I guess, in Hastings, with Adams Central leading McCook by the score of 7-3 here at halftime.
I think she's like 28 or something.
And we're getting close to the start of the third quarter play. Adams Central won the opening toss, deferred to the second half, so I'm sure the Patriots are going to want the football. We still have a breeze coming, kind of coming out of the south, blowing from right to left, so Adams Central will get the football first, the way it looks here. They will receive, and they'll be getting the football with the wind into their faces in the third quarter. And Justin Terry took advantage of that breeze, kind of out of the south, blowing behind him, kicked a 36-yard field goal in that second quarter. 7-3 in favor of Adams Central here at halftime. Adams Central will get the football first to start the third quarter of play, with the Patriots getting a 1-yard touchdown run by Ryan Bender, and McCook's Justin Terry, a 36-yard field goal. So we'll see how this third and fourth quarter go. We got a good one here at Patriot Field, as expected. 7-3, Adams Central with the lead here at halftime in the third quarter, about to begin at Patriot Field. And you're listening to high school football here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. So McCook will kick off from right to left. It's basically east to west. And the Patriots will get the football first. Adams Central has been able to move the football through the air more than running here. They have only 41 yards on the ground and 49 through the air. But the Patriots have had a little bit of a success throwing the ball, but they had thrown one interception. That was late in the first half, and we'll see if that any effects of that carry over. The Patriots are probably going to need to move the football, running and throwing, and looks like we've just discovered Matt Chitwood down there on the near sideline. Looks like he's got his right shoulder taped up and stuff, and he's injured in that first half, and that's why Matt didn't play in that second quarter. And Brad Bumbaugh took over at quarterback and did a good job, rushed for about 20 yards and led McCook in the second quarter. So Chitwood is apparently with an injury, and with the quarterbacking duties, Brad Bumbaugh will be in there in the second half for the Bison. So the starting quarterback for the Bison out for the rest of this game the way it looks, and Bumbaugh will be at the quarterback. And something not new for him. It's not that he's not played there before. He has. And he did a good job in the second quarter. Adams Central to get the football first. Justin Terry will kick off for the Bison, the 200-pound junior, the kickoff man. Chitwood also is the punter and field goal and extra point kicker. He wasn't in there the second quarter, but Justin Terry stepped in and booted that a field goal of 36 yards for the Bison. So they got on the board with that. Adams Central took advantage of its only opportunity deep in McCook territory and scored in that first quarter of play, and it's held up so far, and the Patriots have a 7-3 lead. Patriots 5-2, the Bison 6-1. A big game here, of course, with the final district game, final game of the regular season. Next week, both teams feel good about postseason play, but, boy, you can sure enhance your point standings, of course, and wild card points if you don't win the district with a win here tonight. McCook will close at home against Holdridge. Adams Central goes on the road against Lexington. So winner of this one will be in the proverbial driver's seat to win the district. And kicking off will be Justin Terry. Adams Central will get the football. Terry boots the football. It goes high and fairly long. Jake Fowler at about the 11-yard line to the 15 to the 20. Straight up the middle. Good hole for Fowler. He may go. He's at the 40. 45-yard line to midfield. 45, 30. Down the sideline. Jake Fowler's going to go all the way. 89 yards and a touchdown for Jake Fowler. About 89 yards. Fowler with the kickoff return for the touchdown. There is nothing on the field, no flags, and it's going to be an 89-yard kickoff return. Touchdown for Jake Fowler, and the Patriots lead 13-3. So there is a big play that you try to avoid in a game like this that's close. But the Patriots get the 89-yard kickoff return by Jake Fowler for the touchdown. Kyle Goldenstein out there to kick, try to kick the extra point. So Jake Fowler takes it 89 yards for the touchdown, and Goldenstein to try the extra point. Jake Johnson to hold. So lightning strikes for the Patriots 15 seconds into the second half. Goldenstein to try the extra point. It is down. It is kicked. High enough and long enough and up there, and it is good. Goldenstein with the extra point. Jake Fowler, an 89-yard kickoff return to start the second half. Goldenstein adds the extra point. We'll take a timeout. It's Adams Central 14, McCook 3, back in 30 seconds.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. So Jake Fowler gets this second half started for Adams Central. An 89-yard kickoff return, extra point added. 14-3 Patriots, and McCook will get the football for the first time in the second half. So the Patriots might have wanted that football with the lead and maybe try to put a long drive together and run some clock. But they got the kickoff return, and they'll certainly take that. Now they'll kick off to the Bison going from right to left here. And again, the starting quarterback, Matt Chitwood, out of there with an injury. But Brad Bumball comes in the second quarter, does a good job. The seniors, a 165-pounder, and he runs their veer too. Goldenstein with the kickoff. The short kick bounces about the 30 near the far sideline. McCook with the football. They return the football out to about the 35-yard line. And the Bison will start their first down and 10 yards to go in their own territory. First possession of period number three outside the 20, about the 23-yard line. So now the quarterback is going to be the senior Brad Bumbaugh. Justin Terry's the junior fullback. Brandon Yost, the tailback. Now we'll see if McCook likes to run that football. And there's plenty of time in this football game, but we'll see if the Patriots force the Bison out of their game plan here a little bit. We're only 20 seconds into the third quarter, and it's 14-3. Bumbaugh, the quarterback, hands the football up to Yost. Has a good hole. He has a good hole out past the 30, about the 34-yard line. So each team with some big plays to start the second half. Yost from the 23 to the 34, picked up 11 and a first down for the Bison out to their own 34-yard line. Brandon Yost has great speed. He's a transfer in from Valentine. He's the senior, leads the team in rushing. And gets 11 there, first and 10 at the 34 for the Bison. Out they come, three wide receivers to the right, one back in the backfield. Bumbaugh, the quarterback, hands the ball out to the fullback, Terry, to the near sideline. He's pulled down about the 50-yard line by the Patriots. Michael Lindblad, but a good gain there by Terry, the fullback. Moves it from the 34 to the 49. A pickup of 15 on the play for Justin Terry at the 51. Again, those big people up front that don't have to play both ways for the Bison. We'll see if the Patriots wear down or that 20-minute halftime break. Certainly took some of that pressure off, but the Patriots trying to avoid getting worn down here. Handoff goes up the middle, running that football. Good tackle by the Patriots, but a good run there by Brandon Yosen. Another nice hole from the 49 of McCook to the Patriot 43, a pickup of about 9 on the play. And a pickup there of 9 for Brandon Yost. Second and 1 at the Patriot 43-yard line. Bumbaugh, the quarterback, early in the third. Hands the ball off to Terry. Pulled down. Might have a first down at the 40. Not much room there. Good tackle by Brandon Hageman. But it looks like a first down to the 40. A 3-yard pickup by the fullback Terry and a first down. First and 10 at the 40-yard line for McCook, the Patriot 40. So McCook staying with that running game, and they again coming in about 4 times as many rushing yards as passing yards. They don't like to throw it if they don't have to, but first and 10 at the Patriot 40 now in the shotgun. Jake Schlager now in the shotgun. Gets the handoff and runs the football. He has the great speed, knocked down about the 32-yard line, but a good pickup there from the Adams Central 40 to the McCook 32, or Patriot 32, a pickup of 8 on the play by Schlager, who's in the shotgun and just takes the snap and takes off using that great speed of his. Picked up 8 there. Second and 2 at the 32-yard line. 9:50 clock runs, third quarter. Adams Central 14, McCook 3. But the Bison started at their own 23. They're on a drive. Second and 2 at the 32. In the shotgun, Schlager back there once again. Handoff goes on the direct snap to Schlager. Runs to the near side. A flag flies. It's at the 25 as Schlager. There's a flag behind the run. That usually means offensive holding thrown by the referee behind the offensive unit. Football's down to the 26, but there's a hold on the Bison. It'll be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. It's going to be second down coming up. They're going to mark this one off on the Bison. 9:28 to go in the third quarter. Looks like the flag is going to be marked off from the 30 back out to the 40-yard line. So it's going to be about second and 10 at the 40-yard line. 10 yards from the spot of the foul, the 30 to the 40. So it's second down and about 10 at the 40 for the Bison, the Adams Central 40. Out they come. Bumbaugh back in the game. Brad Bumbaugh, the quarterback. I formation, second and 10 in motion now. This time is Yost. Comes to the near sideline. Bumbaugh now wants to throw, rolls to his right, throws it. It's going to be caught on the far sideline. Catching that football, knocked down right there is Cody Girdle. Girdle got maybe 5 on the play. And from the 40-yard line to about the 35, a pickup of 5, going to be 3rd and 5 at the 35-yard line of Adams Central. So the catch there by Girdle and 5 yards, 3rd and 5 at the Patriot 35. Schlager now back in there. Takes the direct snap. Takes off with the football. Another flag flies. Schlager has enough for a first down. And we'll see what this one's all about. Another flag on the play. And we'll see what this one's all about. Again, in that vicinity of holding. And there's an illegal block. Chop block on the Bison. So another flag on McCook. A hold and now a chop block. The flag's at the 33-yard line. The Bison back up to our right here, Patriot Field. Patriots obviously are going to take this penalty. The ball's inside the 30. Would be close to a first down. So a chop block on the Bison. And they'll move this football back. They'll mark it off. 10 yards on the chop block back to the 44-yard line. So it's going to be third down and about 14 yards to go on the Bison. 3rd and 14 at the 44. The Bison got to get down to about the 30. 3rd and 14 at the 44. Big sequence in this football game. The Bison were driving. They've been hurt by penalties. And the Patriots trying to stiffen up here on defense with an 11-point lead. 8:50 clock running third quarter, third and 14 at the 44-yard line. Three wide receivers. Bombaugh rolls, who's left, wants to throw. Does on the near side, across the middle, it's caught. Running the football down to about the 32-yard line. There's a flag on the play, and this one might be a face mask on Adams Central. It was a pickup of about 12 yards on the play. And if this is a face mask on the Patriots, that'll be marked off, and it'll be a first down. The catch there on the play by Ryan Powell for about 12 yards. And then a penalty now on Adams Central. Powell with the gain of 12, but they'll mark it off on Adams Central. And a big face mask penalty moves it from the 32 down to about the 17-yard line. A 15-yard penalty face mask on Adams Central. First and 10, McCook all the way down to the 16-yard line. So a 13-yard pickup for Powell on the reception. 15-yard penalty, first and 10 at the Patriots, 16 for the Bison. So the Bison answer, the direct snap to Schlager. Schlager keeps the football from that Wildcat formation, moves it down to the 10-yard line. Picked up about six there. Patriots trying to find an answer for the speed and quickness of Jake Schlager. Second and four, he got six there. Just takes the direct snap and runs that football off left tackle and guard. He's rushed for 19, 14 on this drive. Second and four at the 10. 8 minutes to go, third quarter. 14-3, Adams Central. Bumbaugh back in there at quarterback. Bumbaugh with a second and four at the Patriot 10-yard line. Bumbaugh turns, hands the ball off on the counter play to Yost. Good pursuit there by the Patriot defense. Inside the 10, close to a first down, but not enough there. Yost got about two to the 8, third and two at the 8-yard line. Brandon Yost has 63 yards rushing. It's third and two at the Patriot 8. And it looks like we got a Bison down. Indeed, we do. An injury on the play. The Cook folks, the medical folks from the near sideline out there checking out the injured Bison. 7:41 to go, third quarter. McCook football. It's going to be third and two coming up. The Adams Central 8-yard line. Of course, things quiet down considerably when anyone gets hurt. I don't want anybody to be injured in this game, but we have a Bison down, and hopefully he is and will be A-OK, but not a whole lot of movement down there or indication of getting up anytime quick. So we cannot spot the number of the injured Bison on the play as they have the football. And now a little help up and seems to be OK on the play. The injured Bison, Trevor Gleason, 6 foot, 230-pound sophomore, comes off a little gingerly, but off pretty much under his own power. It's at the 8-yard line, third down and two coming up. So hopefully Trevor will be okay as he comes to the near sideline. Third and two for the Bison, and out they come. Bumbaugh over center and in motion to the near side. 7.5 minutes to go. Handoff goes to Justin Terry. Gets it down to about the 5 and a first down. The yards are tough, but Justin Terry picked up about 3. Looks like enough for a first down. First and goal at the 5-yard line. Justin Terry has the first down for the Bisons. They try to get their first touchdown of the night. Jake Fowler's 89-yard kickoff return to start this second half gave the Patriots an 11-point lead. But the Bison started at their own 23, and they are driving. First and goal at the 5. 14th play of the drive. Direct snap to Schlager. Dances inside. He'll get into the end zone for the touchdown. 5-yard touchdown run by Jake Schlager. And it's 14-9. Well, Schlager out of that Wildcat run goes 5 there. Just takes the direct snap like he's in the shotgun, but he has no intention of throwing the ball on a 5-yard run, and Schlager scores, and it's 14-9 with the extra point pending here. We'll see if the Bison want to try for 2 to get it within 3, or they're going to try to kick it here. They're going to come out and try for 2 here. It's 14-9. 7 minutes exactly to go. The Bison will try for 2 from the 3-yard line. center of the field. Bomba, the quarterback, hands the ball off to Terry, the fullback, and he's going to be close and say no. The point try for two is no good. So it stays at 14-9, so we'll take a timeout with the score. Adams Central 14 and McCook 9, back in 30 seconds.
Rivals Barn Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
ESPN 1550 KICS. I'm Tyler Maffitt with the checkup scores from around the area. Right now, Kearney Catholic 27, Wood River 7 at the half. Milford is leading Minden with its 20-7 at the half. Aurora has the lead over Hastings High 51-7 in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Superior 29-7. And Blue Hill is leading Ravenna 20-19 in the second quarter. Blaine, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Tyler Maffitt. 14-9, Adams Central leading McCook here. The Bison, 14 plays, 77 yards. Jake Schlager, 5-yard touchdown run. The try for two, no good. We've played 5 minutes of the third quarter, so we got a lot of time to go. And the big kickoff return by the Patriots. The Bison counter with a 77-yard touchdown drive in 14 plays. Their first touchdown of the night, and it's 14-9 Adams Central. The Patriots will get the ball for the first time on offense here. And we'll see what they can do offensively. Justin Terry to kick off for the Bison. A good one here tonight in Class B in the district. Adams Central and McCook. Line drive kick by Terry. A nice kick. Johnson back of the two. Fumbles it into the end zone. And it's a touchback right there. And Adams Central will start first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So a good kickoff there by Terry. And Adams Central will start first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So the Patriots will come out. Matt Overmiller will be at quarterback. Ryan Bender and Jake Fowler have been out there along with Kyle Cutterford, the running backs. Jake Johnson also in that backfield. Micah Lindblad, a wide receiver. Nick Stein, a wide receiver. Mitch Huffaker, the tight end. First and 10 Patriots, their first possession, first series with the ball in the second half, leading 14-9. Counterplay, handoff to Bender. Bender's going to go down for a loss of maybe three or four in the play. The defense with good pursuit there by McCook. A counterplay inside. A loss of yardage back to the Patriots 17. A loss of three. Second down and 13 yards to go at the 17-yard line. So the Patriots, again, have not been able to run the ball. Only 41 yards in the first half. And they lose three there. Back to the 17. Second and 13 yards to go for Adams Central. Second and 13 at the 17. Two wide receivers to the right. One to the left for Adams Central. 6:20 clock runs, third quarter, 14-9 Patriots. Quick throw near sideline to Jake Johnson. Johnson runs to the near sideline to the 20. 25-yard line, pulled out of bounds. About the 26, and there's a flag on the play. After Jake Johnson was pulled down and goes out of bounds, a flag comes in there, and we'll see if this is going to be a little unnecessary roughness on the Bison. The ball out at the 26-yard line. A pickup of about 9 on the play on the second and long, and a flag called on the Bison. So they'll tack on yardage, and it'll be a first down for Adams Central. From the 27, a pickup of 10 on the play. As Jake Johnson got that pass, ran about 10 yards, had maybe enough for a first down, but then a flag called in the play, moves it out to the 42, a 15-yard unnecessary roughness on the Bison. Moves it out to the 42-yard line. First and 10 at the 42 for the Patriots. So a 15-yard penalty on McCook after that play. So 25 yards picked up there by the Patriots. First and 10 at the 42-yard line. Overmiller over center. Hands the football off to Bender. He has nowhere to go again. He's going to lose a couple back to the 40-yard line. It's going to be second and long again for Adams Central as they try to control the football but haven't had much success on the ground here tonight. Second and 12 at the 40-yard line. Bender with a loss of two there. Second and 12 at the Patriot 40. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Adams Central 14, McCook 9. District high school football here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Patriots come out second and 12. They go from left to right, west to east here at Patriot Field in Hastings. Overmiller rolls to his right, wants to throw, does, near side. It's going to be caught at about the 45-yard line. The catch there by Nick Stein. Going to be short of the first down. They move it from the Patriot 40 to the 46. A pickup of six. It's going to be third and six. Stein with the catch. He's caught three for 29 yards. Third and six at the Patriot 46-yard line. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Third down, 6 yards to go for Adams Central at their own 46-yard line. Wide receiver to the left is Lindblad. Stein wide to the right. In the shotgun is Overmiller. Gets the snap. Fakes the handoff. Wants to throw. Does the screen to Bender. Can't handle it. Incomplete. The screen was there. A couple blockers were out there, but Bender just couldn't hang on. And it's incomplete. Fourth down and 6 yards to go. So the Patriots will have to punt the football. They might have got the first down if Bender would have caught that football, but Ryan just couldn't hang on. And it's fourth down and 6 yards to go at the Patriot 46, and Stein to punt with 4:40 to go. So the Patriots aided by a penalty but can get no other first down. Stein's punt bounces at about the 30 and will be down right there by Zachary Van Meter. Van Meter downs it there for Adams Central, and McCook will get the football in field, pretty good field position at the McCook 33-yard line, first and 10. Last time with the ball, the Bison went 77 yards and scored their first touchdown of the evening to cut the margin to 14-9. That's where we are now with 4:32 to go in the third quarter. First and 10, Bison at the 33-yard line, their own 33. Out they come. They send two wide to the left. Quarterback is Brad Bombaugh, the senior, picking over for the junior, Matt Chitwood, who was injured in that first half. Bombaugh hands off to Yost. Yost with a burst of speed up the middle. Fumbles the football, and we'll see who gets on top of that. It's all the way out to the 48-yard line, and it's McCook's football. They got about 10 on the run and about another 10 after the fumble. It's all the way out to the 48-yard line, first and 10. So the Bison fumbled it but recovered at their own 48-yard line. A 10-yard pickup there by Brandon Yost. The ball fumbled forward and down on the ball, the Bison at their own 48-yard line. So the Patriot defense going to be tested here once again. First and 10 at the Bison 48-yard line. Bombaugh over center. Has the football. Gives it up to the fullback, Terry. Again, that offensive line getting good push for the Bison. That big offensive line. Moves the football to the Adams Central 45-yard line. A pickup of seven there by Terry, the fullback. It'll be second and three at the Patriot 45-yard line. 64 yards on the ground for Justin Terry. 73 for Brandon Yost. Second and three at the 45-yard line. High formation. Bombaugh, the quarterback, hands it off to Schlager. Schlager's tackled, but he gets a good gain. Has a first down. Good gain there and a first down for the Bison from the Patriot 48-yard line. Down to the Adams Central 37. A pickup of eight on the play and a first down. So 8 yards there for Yost. The Patriot defense has asked to do a lot tonight. And the McCook offensive line controlling things here. Bombaugh hands the ball off. Tripped up there by the Patriot defense. Not much gain by the running back, Terry. Excuse me, running that football was Brandon Yost. Moves it to the 35, a pickup of two on the play. Yost picks up two on that run. He has 83 on the ground. Second and eight at the 35. McCook driving again, 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Second and eight at the 35. The Bison trying to go for the lead touchdown here. Handoff goes to Schlager. Big hole again. All the way down to the 25 and a lot of room to run for the Bison. 35-yard line. All the way down to the 25-yard line. The Patriots just have no answer right now for this McCook offensive line. T. 10-yard pickup by Schlager. First and 10 at the 25-yard line from McCook. 14-9, Adams Central. Direct snap to Schlager. Runs off left tackle and guard. Heads for the outside. Has some running room. Tripped up at the 10. So another good gain for the Bison from the 25. Down to the 10-yard line. And Jake Schlager with a 15-yard pickup there. The Bison now with close to 200 yards on the ground. First and 10 at the 11-yard line. Got it down to the 11. A pickup of 14 on the play for Jake Schlager. First and 10 at the Patriot 11. Schlager now is out of there, and Bumbaugh back at quarterback over center. Brad gets the football, hands it off to Terry, the fullback. Keeps the football inside the five. Good gain there again on first down from the 11. They move it down to about the four. A pickup of seven. Second down and three at the Patriot four. Terry picks up four, seven more. He has 71 on the ground. Second and three at the four-yard line of Adams Central. McCook trying to go in for their second score of this third quarter and take the lead for the first time. 1:34 to go, clock running third quarter. Three in the backfield with the quarterback Bumbaugh. He turns on the option, keeps the football, dances inside. Close and into the end zone for the touchdown. Brad Bumbaugh with a four-yard touchdown run. And the McCook Bison take the lead for the first time here at 15-14. With the extra point pending here, so Bumbaugh with a four-yard touchdown run and two long drives this quarter. 77 and 67 for the Bison this quarter. And they have taken the lead. They try for two here. They have a one-point lead. It's 15-14. Bumbaugh over center, turns, hands the ball off to Yost from the tail of the eye, and no good on the try for two once again. So the try for two, no good again, but with 1:22 to go in the first third quarter, the Bison of McCook get their first lead over the Adams Central Patriots. It's McCook 15, Adams Central 14, back with the Bison kickoff in 30 seconds.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
ESPN 1550 KICS. I'm Tyler Maffitt with a check of scores from around the area. Right now, Aurora has the lead over Hastings High 58-7 in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Superior 35-7, and Blue Hill is trailing Ravenna 25-20 in the second quarter. Blaine, back to you.
Thank you, Tyler. Welcome back to Patriot Field. The McCook Bison have grabbed their first lead of this ball game, 15-14. Adams Central has not done a whole lot offensively, just not been able put a long drive together. Took advantage of good field position for 47-yard drive in the first quarter, but have not put a drive together since. Got an 89-yard kickoff return to take a 14-3 lead to start the second half. But the Bison have got the last two scores and have scored the last two times they've had the ball on two long drives. Kickoff to Jake Johnson. Johnson will get out to about the 18, but no further there, and Adams Central will start deep in their own territory. First and 10, Patriots. They get the ball, 1:17 to go in the third quarter. Adams Central starts at their own 18-yard line. Now trailing for the first time tonight, 15-14. So, 77-yard drive and a 67-yard drive for the Bison in the third quarter. The Patriots just have no answers for the running game of the Bison in the second half. Matt Overmiller, the quarterback for the Patriots. We'll see what they can do this final part of the third quarter. Handoff goes to the fullback, Cutterford. Nowhere to go, right up the middle. No gain there by Cutterford. Maybe a yard, a half yard. Football out to the 19 and a pickup there of one, second and nine for Kyle Cutterford, the fullback. Again, the Patriots. Only about 40 yards rushing in this ballgame. Second and 9 at the 19. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. I formation, two wide receivers. Overmiller, the quarterback, is over center. On the option, keeping the footballs, Overmiller has a little running room. Heads for the outside, pulled down about the 25. He'll be short of the first down, but a pretty good gain there by Overmiller on the option. Out to the 25, the pickup is 6 on the play, and it's going to be third down and 3 yards to go for Adams Central. Third and 3 at the Patriot 25, 20 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. Patriots are probably going to let this clock run out. They'll have the football to start the fourth quarter of play. It's going to be third and 3, Adams Central, at their own 25, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter of play as the Patriots let the clock run out. And after three quarters of play, McCook, 15, Adams Central, 14. We'll be back with the final 12 minutes in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Welcome back to Adams Central's Patriot Field. We're going to start the fourth quarter of play with McCook leading Adams Central by the score of 15-14. Adams Central had the lead at 14-3 after Jake Fowler returned the opening second half kickoff, 89 yards for a touchdown. But McCook puts two long scoring drives together in that third quarter, 77 yards and 67 yards. Jake Schlager with a 5-yard run, Brad Bumbaugh a 4-yard run. The try for two each time, no good. And McCook leads it 15-14. So now the difference is that 36-yard field goal by Justin Terry. Adams Central has the ball to start the fourth quarter. Third and 3 at their own 25-yard line. So here we go, starting the fourth quarter. In the shotgun is Overmiller. Overmiller has the football to the 25 to the 30. 35-40. Overmiller still on his feet. Finally tackled about the 42-yard line. So Matt Overmiller on the keeper there. Keeps the football and gets the first down. Moves it from his own 25 to the 42-yard line. A pickup of 17 for quarterback Matt Overmiller. And he leads the team in rushing with 33 yards. First and 10 Patriots at their own 42. So Adam Sindel with a first down. Down by one here. So we look for an exciting fourth and final period. First and 10 at the 42-yard line. Adams Central with the ball, trailing by a point. Overmiller from the shotgun, wants to throw, still looks to throw. Going to be pulled down for a big loss back about the 26-yard line. A big loss on the play. Back from the 42 to about the 27, a 15-yard loss on the play there. And so there's your big play, a loss of 15 on the play, back to the 27. Good coverage there by the Bison. No one to throw to for Overmiller, second and 25 at the 27-yard line. So a loss of 15 on the play. Second and 25 Patriots at the 27 of Adams Central. First minute of play, fourth quarter. McCook 15, Adams Central 14. Shotgun, five receivers out. Overmiller wants to throw, does across the middle. Caught by Bender. Short gain to the 32, 33-yard line. A pickup of 5 on the play to the 32. And Bender gets 5 there on the catch. It's third and 20 at the 32-yard line. So third and long coming up for Adams Central out at their own 32-yard line. But they need 20 for a first down. 11 minutes to go, clock running here in the fourth quarter. Third down and 20 yards to go at the 32-yard line. Now the McCook defense has a little question on the clock. It is running, so officials are going to confer here. The coaching staff of McCook, Jeff Gross, is a little concerned about things. You know, McCook, Jeff Gross, 5 championship games since 2002 for this McCook program, 2 state titles. Coach Gross now 120 and 25 in his coaching career. It was Bill Carlin, nothing to sneeze at either. Coach Carlin, 163 and 48 now, coaching Adams Central. So these two coaches have a whale of a lot of victories. Football moved back to the 27 on a, like a penalty on the Patriots there, moves it back to the 27-yard line. Third and 25 at the 27, so a 5-yard penalty on Adams Central moves it back to the 27-yard line, third and about 25 for Adams Central. And the shotgun is over, Miller, and Bison jump, Patriots jump. We'll see who gets whistled first here. On this third and long, coming up for Adams Central, offside on the Bison. They jumped across the line of scrimmage first, then the Patriot lineman raised up, but they called five on the Bison. It'll move it up to the Patriot 32-yard line, third down and 20 at the 32-yard line for Adams Central. They still have a long way to go. 10-27, we have a long way to go. 15-14 Bison. Three scores in that third quarter, but the Bison getting the last two. And again, they have controlled the Patriot offense for the most part tonight. Adams Central just not been able to move the football much since that first drive of 47 yards. Got a touchdown. Overmiller wants to throw, does. Near sideline, long in the air to Jake Johnson. Makes the catch inside the 40, inside the 30. Knocked out of bounds. Tackled about the 27-yard line of McCook. Matt Overmiller throws that one up, and Jake Johnson goes up and catches it. Moves it from the Patriot 32 to the McCook 26-yard line, a 42-yard pickup on the catch there by Jake Johnson, 42 yards, and a Patriot first down at the McCook 27-yard line. 41-yard pickup, we'll call it. 41 yards over Miller to Johnson, McCook 27-yard line. Hand off to Bender, tripped up inside the 25. Now Adams Central would like to get this ball into the end zone, obviously, to take the lead here. From the 27 to the 24, Bender got only three. And we'll see if the McCook defense can answer here. Bender picks up three. He's netted 17 tonight, second and seven. Patriots at the McCook 24-yard line. A thriller here at Patriot Field, 15-14 McCook. Good high school football here tonight at Patriot Field in Hastings. Bender takes the toss. Far side, Cutterford leads. Bender has maybe only a yard. Not much room there. Good pursuit by the McCook defense. Both these teams will probably need to be reckoned with by other teams in the playoffs. Both have good shots to get there, but the concern now is the final 8:45 of this one. A pickup of one on the play for Bender. Third down and six at the McCook 23. Patriots too far out, probably for a field goal. It'd be 40 yards now. It's third and six at the 23 of McCook. Adams Central out. Wing back left, Johnson. I formation. Overmiller over center. Rolls to his left. Wants to throw. Does on the near sideline. It's up and it's going to be incomplete. Intended for Nick Stein. McCook with the defense there, knocked away. Fourth down and six at the 23-yard line with 8:18 to go. Fourth and six, the incompletion there. Nine completions, 15 throws for Overmiller. Fourth and six, Adams Central at the McCook 23. The Patriots are going to go for it here on fourth down. 8:18 to go. This is too far for a field goal attempt. Fourth down and six. The Patriots go for all six there. But it's incomplete. Fourth and six at the 23. Overmiller in the shotgun and a whistle, and Adams Central is going to take a timeout. So we'll take a quick timeout here. 8:18 to go. We'll come back. Fourth down for Adams Central. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, here for you, close to home.
Heart, Welcome back to Patriot Field. Adams Central faces a fourth down and six at the McCook 23. It's McCook 15, Adams Central 14. Still a lot of time here, 8:18, but the Patriots have an opportunity. They figure they have to take advantage of this opportunity, but it's fourth and six. They overcome a 25-yard loss with a big pass play to Jake Johnson, but it's fourth and six at the 23. The Patriots took a timeout. See what they've got planned. Out they come. In the shotgun is Overmiller. Pat Overmiller gets the football. Wants to throw. Does. Near sideline. It's caught by Stein. He's going to be pulled down short of the first down. On the tackle there for McCook. They hold the Patriots out, and the Patriots will turn it over on downs. The completion to Stein, but it's not enough for the first down. It's at to the 18-yard line. A pickup of five, going to be about a yard short of the first down. So McCook, first down and 10 at their own 18 as the Patriots turn it over on downs. There they needed six. They got about five. McCook gets it on downs at the 8:09 mark. Now we'll see if the Patriots can hold on defense. They'll have to because the Bison aren't going to throw much here. They're going to keep it on the ground and try to run this final 8:09 off, leading 15-14. Handoff goes to the second man through the tailback. Brandon Yost has maybe two or three. The Bison, of course, want to hang on to the ball, control the clock, run the football, leading by one. Clock runs with 7:50 to go. The Bison got it with 8:09 to play. They got about four there. Second and six at the 22-yard line. 87 for Brandon Yost. Second down and six. Bison at their own 22 as they force the Patriots out of downs. Hand off to the fullback, Terry. Has two or three to the 25. Third down coming up. And then again, the offensive line for the Bison has controlled this second half of play. The Patriots have had to face some heavy people all evening long on both sides of the ball. The Patriots guys usually go both ways. Not so for McCook. The ball's at the 25, third down and three. Third and three at the McCook 25. Out they come in the eye. Brad Bumbaugh's the quarterback. Third and three, 7 minutes to play. In motion is Yost. Bumbaugh, the quarterback, fakes the football, rolls to his left. He wants to throw now, puts it down and runs. Has the first down to the 30, to the 32-yard line, 37-yard line, first and 10. Bumbaugh from the 25 out to the 37, a pickup of 12, and a first down for the McCook Bison. Brad Bumbaugh, the quarterback, in there for Matt Chitwood tonight. Chitwood, the junior, out with an injury in the first half. Bumbaugh took over in the second quarter, has been there ever since. First and 10 at the 37-yard line. The Bison have also mixed it up with Jake Schlager taking the football out of the direct snap and the Wildcat. It's first and 10 at the 37-yard line. Running the football is Brandon Yost. Yost with the football runs it from the 37-yard line out to about the 43, a pickup of six, second down and four at the 43-yard line. Yost gets six there. Second and four at the 43-yard line. Thank you, sir. Cook folks helping us out up here. Second and four for the Bison at the 43. Halfway through the fourth quarter of play. Second and four. They're in the eye. Bumbaugh, the quarterback, on the option. Keeps the football. Dances his way for two or three. But the thing the Bison are trying to do is run the clock. The Patriot defense has to make a stand. I'm sure they're tired, but they got to do the job here. Try to do it. It's out to the 45-yard line. It's going to be third and about two. Bumbaugh kept it there and got two. Third and two at the 45. Five and a half clock running. The Bison have had it almost 3 minutes after turning away the Patriots on downs. Third and two at the 45. I formation. Bumbaugh hands the ball off to the fullback, and he's going to be caught short there. Justin Terry got the ball, and the Bison are going to be held short. No gain there. Fourth and two at the 45. Now would Coach Gross dare to go far? Now they're going to send in the punting unit. Austin Bishop averages 40 a punt. Now you would expect him to punt it. It's fourth and two at the 45, so no gain there for Terry. So the Patriots will get one last shot, but there's less than 5 minutes to go. McCook had it for 3.5 minutes. Give it up to the Patriots. Austin Bishop to punt. Gets the punt away. Good high punt. This one will not be returned. It's going to hit down and bounce in Patriot territory. Bounces at about the 15 down there. So that's where the Patriots will start. And this may be the last shot for the Patriots. And they're going to have to go to get to within at least field goal range. They're down by only one. Adams Central will start with 4:29 to go at their own 14-yard line. So the Patriots in a pickle. A great punt there by Austin Bishop from his own 45 down at the 14-yard line. 41-yard punt by Bishop. No return. First and 10, Adams Central. 4:29 to play. 15-14 McCook. Overmiller in the shotgun. Adams Central has used one timeout. Overmiller wants to throw. Rolls to his right. A lot of room to run. He'll take off now. He's to the 15 to the 20. Still on his feet and pushed out of bounds. Up near the 25, and it looks like it's a first down. For Adams Central, Matt Overmiller had no one to throw to out of that shotgun, but he had a lot of running room to his right, and he picked up 11 to the 25-yard line, and Overmiller has gained 29 on the ground. 11 there, first and 10 at the 25. 4:21 to go, 1-point McCook lead. Heck of a ball game here at Patriot Field. Great Class B matchup here tonight. Overmiller in the shotgun. First down and a whistle. Flags fly. Patriots move along the line of scrimmage. And they'll be pushed back 5 yards on the illegal procedure. 5 yards on the false start by Adams Central. First and 15 at the Patriot 20-yard line. Again, the key to this one has been the play up front by the McCook Bison. They haven't got a great amount of pressure, but they've got enough on the Patriots. Patriots have not been able to run the football, and the offensive line has answered the call for McCook in this second half as they put together 2 long drives to take the lead. But the Patriots have the ball, first and 15 now on their own 20-yard line. 4:21 to play, 1-point McCook lead. Overmiller wants to throw, does. Far sideline, down the field. Ball is almost caught by Stein. If he'd have caught that, he'd have been gone. But the defender there for McCook. Second and 15 coming up, the pass incomplete. 16th throw by the Patriots. They've completed 10. Second and 15, Adams Central at their own 20. That play took 6 seconds. Long throw on the far sideline. Defender right there with Nick Stein. And the Patriots have it second and 15 at their own 20. So the Patriots hope they're not down to their last 3 plays here. They may be forced to go for it. They have only 2 timeouts left, trailing by 1. Overmiller out, Patriots out. In the shotgun is the quarterback, Overmiller. Low snap. Overmiller wants to throw. Throws the screen near sideline. 3 blockers out there, but a good defensive play. From behind, making the tackles, McCook. Looks like Keith Wallace runs down the receiver on the play. A gain of only about 4 out to the 24-yard line on that screen. It was set up. But Bender got only 4 on the play as Keith Wallace made a good defensive play. 3rd and 11 at the Patriot 19. Clock continues to run with 3:40 to play in the ball game. McCook 15, Adams Central 14. 3rd and 11 at the Patriot 19-yard line. Overmiller in the shotgun. Gets the football. 3rd and 11. Big rush. Overmiller throws. It is caught, but no gain on the play. Caught by Jake Fowler, but no gain. It's going to be 4th and long. Adams Central on a 4th and long with 3:15 to go. Clock running. Not out of bounds on the play. The Patriots. Looks like they may be punting the football. No, they're going to come out and have Nick Stein in punt formation. It's 4th down and about 5 yards to go. Not much gain on that pass reception. Patriots take the snap to Overmiller. Throw it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete on the 4th down. Incomplete, say the officials. No down. The ball's caught on the fake punt. And caught out there by Calvin Ott. Calvin Ott, who's on the punt team. The direct snap to the quarterback, Overmiller. And Calvin Ott catches the football in traffic. And the Patriots retain possession on that fourth down fake punt out at the 43-yard line. So Calvin Ott with the catch there on the fake punt, first and 10 on the 43. Adams Central in the shotgun. Overmiller wants to throw, swings it out to Bender, and it's incomplete. That one thrown a little bit hard for Bender, couldn't hang on this coolish night, second and 10 at the 43. So the Patriots on the fake punt, the up man. In this case, Overmiller, the quarterback, takes the snap, passes it down the field, and Calvin Ott with the catch on the punt team. A 20-yard pickup to the 43 and a first down, and the first play from scrimmage from there, incomplete. Second and 10 for the Patriots at the 43-yard line, their own 43. 2:34 to go in the ballgame. 1-point lead. McCook, swing pass to Bender. He's going to be brought down to the play for a loss of about five. Good defensive play. And by Mitch Collicott. The linebacker there moves it back to the 38, a loss of five. So third and 15 for the Patriots. Another long third down play for Adams Central. Clock runs with 2:09 to go. Patriots down by only one. They have not kicked many field goals this year. But they got to get into that position first. They got a third and long right here. Third down. And 15. Overmiller will keep the football after faking it twice. He's to the 43-yard line, about the 45. And another fourth down play. And it looks like, is there another flag? The ball's on about the 43-yard line. A pickup of five. It's going to be fourth and long, but it's going to be a face mask on McCook. It's at the 44-yard line. It's a pickup of six by Overmiller, but a flag on the play and a face mask on the Bison. Is it a 5 or a 15? It's going to be a 15-yarder and a first down for the Patriots. So a fake punt for a first down on a pass, and now a 15-yard penalty. Adams settled down to the 40. First and 10. First and 10, Patriots. At the McCook 40 after the 15-yard face mask penalty. First and 10 at the 40. 1:38. Clock runs in this fourth quarter. Patriots trying to conserve the timeouts. There's the handoff to Bender. The flea flicker. Overmiller, nowhere to throw. Does across the middle. It's going to be picked off. Picked off him. Throwing into traffic. Running the football. On the interception. McCook and a flag on the play. The interception by Kyle Craw. And the Patriots turn it over on their second interception of the night. And Matt Overmiller threw that one into coverage. And the McCook defense not fooled by the flea flicker there. And McCook will take over on the interception by Kyle Craw. Penalty marker looked like maybe a face mask on the Patriots. And McCook will have 1:18 to run out. And the Patriots can stop it only twice. Wow, a flea flicker on the first down play. And McCook had a couple defenders there. The penalty turns out to be on McCook, but they don't care about that. The ball's back to the 23, but McCook can run this clock out. The Patriots can stop it only twice. It's 15-14. McCook's going to take a timeout here before they run this series. They want to make sure they're squared away on the what they're going to do here. We'll take a timeout. 1:18 to play. McCook 15, Adams Central 14. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. Wow, wow, wow. I tell you, a dandy tonight here at Patriot Field. The Patriots throw their second interception of the night on the flea flicker play. A couple of handoffs, and then the ball tossed back to quarterback Matt Overmiller. But no one was open, and he threw it into a double coverage, and it was picked off by Kyle Craw. And the Bison, with 1:18 to go, have the ball at their own 23. First down, but the Patriots can stop it at least only once. I believe they've used two timeouts. First and 10, Bison. Bombard quarterback will hand the football off to Brandon Yost. Adams Central will take a quick timeout. We'll keep it here during this timeout. Adams Central trying to get that clock stop as soon as possible. That play took 6 seconds. A pickup on the play of 4 yards. Patriots do take their second timeout, but again, we'll keep it here during a timeout. That was a pickup of 4 out to the 27 by Kyle Yost. Second and 6 at the 27 coming up. So this second half, the kickoff return by Jake Fowler made it 14-3 Patriots. But after that, the McCook offensive line took over. They put together 2 long scoring drives on the ground. Went ahead 15-14. Adams Central, nor McCook, neither has scored in this fourth quarter of play. The Patriots got it down to the 40-yard line of McCook, but the flea flicker turned into an interception. So the big play there on the second turnover of the Patriots gives the ball back to McCook. Second down and 6 at the 27-yard line for McCook. As they come, 3 backs in the backfield with the quarterback, Brad Bumbaugh. 1:12 to go, 2nd and 6. Bumbaugh comes this way on the bootleg. He's got a first down to about the 37-yard line. A 10-yard pickup there by Bumbaugh on a first down. And that essentially might do it here with 1:04 to go. Adams Central can stop it only one time. And the Patriots probably just got worn down here a little bit by that big offensive unit and those big defensive people up front for McCook. 1st and 10 at the 37. The clock will run. The Patriots are probably not going to stop it anymore. So McCook's going to have to run one more play here, and this one's going to be over. Patriots have one timeout left, but everybody in tight for McCook. This should be the last offensive play of the game. Putting the knee down is Bumbaugh. And that probably is going to be the Patriots do take one final timeout. Again, we'll keep it here during the timeout as McCook is going to win this one, barring a fumble to the Patriots in the final 38 seconds. We'll keep it here during the timeout. It's 15-14. That's probably going to be the final score, and McCook's going to win its 6th game in a row. Adams Central's 3-game winning streak is going to come to an end, but the Patriots, with a tremendous effort here tonight, just could not get a whole lot going offensively this evening. Couldn't get the running game going. And again, that play up front by McCook, that's too much for the Patriots here tonight, especially in this second half of play. The Patriots did take their 3rd and final timeout. Adams Central, unofficially, 68 rushing yards in this game. That's what we got them for. .117 throwing the ball. Final knee down, and that's going to be the final play of this football game. And the McCook Bison are going to win this football game. As the knee goes down, the clock stopped. Now it starts again. And the clock will run, and the Bison will not have to start it again as the knee goes down. The clock will stop momentarily, but now it started again, and that's going to be the final play of the game. The Bison won't have to snap it. And that's going to be the final score. 15-14. McCook's going to win the football game as the final seconds tick away. And the offensive and defensive lines, the play up front in the trenches, wins this one tonight for the McCook Bison. The final score in this one, McCook 15, Adams Central 14. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much, and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. We'll wrap things up here as the McCook Bison win it by the score of 15-14. And credit this one, for the most part, to the play up front by the Bison offensively and defensively. Along that line of scrimmage, Adam Central scores first. Orion Bender, one-yard touchdown run. Patriots good field position in the first quarter. Go 47 yards and 11 plays. Bender the final yard, 7-0 Patriots after the Kyle Goldenstein extra point. It was 7-0 Adam Central after one. McCook's Justin Terry kicks a 36-yard field goal in the second quarter. 7-3 Patriots at halftime. But then in the third quarter, Jake Fowler returns the opening kickoff, 89 yards for a touchdown for Adam Central. They add the point, go up 14-3, 15 seconds into the second half. But at that point, the offensive line takes over for the McCook Bison. They have two long drives in the third quarter. 77 yards, 14 plays. Jake Schlager, a 5-yard touchdown run. Try for two, no good. 14-9, Patriots with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Getting the ball back, the Bison go 67 yards, capped by a 4-yard touchdown run by quarterback Brad Bumbaugh. Bumbaugh coming in the football game in the second quarter. Played quarterback the rest of the way after the injury to the starting quarterback of Matt Chitwood. But Bumbaugh directs him the last three quarters. He covers the final four on the second touchdown drive of the third quarter. 4-yard run, try for two again, no good. But McCook led 15-14 after three and won the ball game by the score of 15-14. So the Patriots drop it here, 15-14. That's the sixth consecutive win in a 7-1 season for McCook. A loss after a three-game winning streak for Adams Central, and they close at 5-3 here after this loss here tonight with one game left in the regular season for both these teams. The Patriots have their chances in that fourth quarter of play. They got it down to the 40-yard line of McCook in their last drive. Tried the flea flicker play to get close enough to at least a field goal try, but it was picked off on the second interception by McCook, and Adams Central drops it by the score of 15-14 in this football game here tonight. Adams Central unofficially 68 yards on the ground, 117 through the air, leading the ground game. Matt Overmiller with 35 yards, the quarterback for Adams Central. Overmiller had 12 completions for 117 yards throwing, three catches for 34 yards for Nick Stein, two catches for 52 for Jake Johnson. 68 on the ground, 117 through the air for Adams Central, 185 total yards. 269 on the ground unofficially for McCook, and 31 through the air, 97 for Brandon Yost, and Justin Terry had about 74 for the Bison. Brad Bumbaugh, the quarterback, with 48 for the Bison of McCook. 269 on the ground, 31 through the air, 300 total yards for McCook, and they win it by the score of 15-14. A heck of a good high school football game. McCook now 7-1, 2-0 in the district. Adams Central now 5-3, 1-1 in the district. Patriots will close at Lexington next Friday in district play and the regular season. McCook will be at home to Holdridge, trying to win the district outright. Of course, all your district champions go on to the state playoffs. The Patriots feel they have a good shot, those playoffs also. But they drop this one here tonight to McCook by the score of 15-14. Stay tuned. The player of the game program is up next. Again, the final score, McCook 15, Adams Central 14. The player of the game is up next.
This high school football play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. McCook beats Adams Central by the score of 15-14. This is the player of the game show. In the loss for the Patriots, quarterback Matt Overmiller rushes for 35 yards, throws for 117 on the evening. Jake Fowler with an 89-yard kickoff return tonight gave the Patriots a lead of 14-3 early in the third quarter of play. The defense plays pretty well for the Patriots, but again, that defense might have gotten a little tired in this game, but a heck of an effort by the defensive unit of Adams Central. We'll name our Patriot player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Welcome back to the player of the game. We'll give it to a couple Patriots tonight. Quarterback Matt Overmiller with 35 yards rushing and 117 throwing. And he was a pretty good light in that offense tonight, battling those McCook guys all evening long. And also Jake Fowler with that 89-yard kickoff return to start the second half. We'll give co-players of the game Matt Overmiller, Jake Fowler for Adams Central in the 15-14 loss to McCook tonight. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. McCook wins it by the score of 15-14, and Bill Carlin has joined us, the head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots, in the loss here tonight. Coach, thanks for coming up. Really appreciate it. 15-14, McCook. Your thoughts on this one? Their offense controls things in the second half, especially up front. What about that situation? You think your guys maybe got a little tired?
Well, I think that was part of it, but you just got to give them credit. Their line came off the ball really well, and as we were saying, even in the first half when we weren't tired, but you could tell when we got wore down a little bit that we were playing a little higher with our pad level, and that made a difference, I think. But yeah, give McCook credit. Their kids came off the ball and blocked really well, and really got after things and just got to tip a hat to them.
Yeah, they really got the things going up front there and pushing you off the ball, put two long sustained drives together. You get the football to start the second half with 7-3 lead. Maybe you would have liked to have had an 89-yard drive instead of the kickoff return, but you're sure going to take that. Very electrifying run by Jake, gave you a 14-3 lead, but you had to send the defense back out on the field, though.
Yeah, I'd take those points anytime, But that was a great return by Jake. He got some nice blocks by some kids there. Calvin Ott made a nice block, I know, and I know there were others, but that was a very nice run by him. He had a good return on one of his other ones and just didn't quite get it broke, but he did a nice job on the return. You got to give him a lot of credit.
Yeah, Coach, the ball club, defensive ball club from McCook, you guys couldn't put a whole lot of drives together here tonight. You took advantage of what you wanted to do going 47 yards early, but no long sustained drives really throughout the evening. After that, their defense played very well, too.
Well, we always had the long field, it seemed like, too. We didn't get the short field to go a short distance. We always had the 70, 80-yard drives, and we could move it 30 or 40 and get to midfield, and then things started getting harder on us and stuff. But, I think our kids played their hearts out and did what we could. We just up front, we were getting a little bit wore down. We have a lot of kids that do have to play both ways for us, and I think it really the rotation of their linemen really helped them. And their size is good. They got good size. They got good speed, and then their option was give us some trouble. It just gave us some fits.
Yeah, they have the big back, and they have the quick back, and then they bring in Schlager in, who kind of runs that wild card, taking the direct snap. They have a lot of weapons offensively, Coach, and I tell you, they can make it tough on a defense, and when they get through that hole, they're gone pretty quickly, but they got a lot of offensive weapons, too.
Yeah, they really do. They do a nice job with their package and work out real well. They carry the ball fakes out real well, and just kind of got to give them a little tip of the hat. I thought our kids fought and everything as hard as we could, and don't want to give our kids anything away from them because they played really well themselves.
This was just a really good high school football game. Evenly matched teams, very competitive, just the kind of thing you want to see when you come out on a Friday night. Both teams just giving supreme efforts here tonight.
Well, these guys are ranked fourth in the state in just about everybody's poll, and we're ranked anywhere from not ranked to as high as number five in the World Herald. So, you just got to give our kids credit. We've played the 1-2 and 4 ranked teams in the state right now, and those are our three losses. So our kids don't really have anything to hat about. I think we've improved a little better as the season's gone on. We had a real time with Aurora, and we played a little better against Crete, and we played a little better tonight. So we got a little closer to all of them. So we're not maybe in the top four, but we're not too far out of it.
Yeah, and I tell you, Coach, now you want to play better. Let's go out at this and go to Lexington next Friday. So next week will be a very important week of practice. You got to close this regular season on a high note, and I know that'll be the goal of your ball club, to go over to Lexington, play well, and to try to come out of there with a win. But this is going to be a very important week of practice, isn't it, getting ready for Lexington?
Yeah, it really will, and they'll present a different offense to us. They spread the field, and they throw it about 50 times, and we'll have a little bit different situation with them, but I tell you what, our kids will respond. We kind of do the same thing on Monday, win or lose, whether we learn from our mistakes, win or lose, and we'll move on. We kind of have tonight and tomorrow to feel sorry for ourselves, but then after that it's time to get back to work. Sometimes good things happen in life, sometimes not what you want. So our kids are just learning the lesson of life.
And there we go tonight, 15-14 McCook. Heck of a ballgame, Coach. Thanks for coming up tonight and getting going next week. Really appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Blaine.
That's Bill Carlin, head football coach of the Adams Central Patriots, as the Patriots drop this one by the score of 15-14. We'll take our break and wrap things up here at Patriot Field right after this.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Welcome back to Patriot Field. We'll wrap things up here as McCook wins it by the score of 15-14 over the Adams Central Patriots tonight. Two long scoring drives in the second half for the Bison after the Patriots had gone ahead 14-3 on a Jake Fowler 89-yard kickoff return to start the second half. But the Bison have two long drives, score touchdowns, go up 15-14, hold the Patriots off in the fourth quarter of play with an interception on a flea flicker play by the Patriots late in the contest. And that interception gives the ball to the Bison. They run the clock out after that and win it by the score of 15-14. But a heck of a good high school football game here tonight. A district contest, and the Bison win it 15-14. They are now 7-1, 2-0 in the district. Adams Central is 5-3, but those losses to number one Aurora, number two Crete, number four McCook. So the Patriots at 5-3 will end the regular season and district play at Lexington next Friday. The Patriots feel they can go out there and win. They ought to be in pretty good shape for a postseason appearance, but they got to have a good week of practice and get ready for Lexington next Friday. So that will wrap things up here at Patriot Field. The final score once again, it's McCook 15, Adams Central 14. That will do it for producer engineer Tyler Maffitt. I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.